opinion on it because it just looks.
Everyone's better when they're right.
I'm griping.
In the grand scheme of things, we're all fucking insignificant. I mean, to be fair, if Lewis put this on the radio, it'd bounce off the earth and travel through space. But as is, the internet can get fucked. It's a sealed system. So we're just fucking screaming into the void.
I saw Devil's Advocate at the cinema.
Wizard Sleeve!
Alright, welcome listeners to Wizard Sleeve.
Episode...
I don't know, 33, I think.
33 and a third.
Did you get it to 30? I thought it was 20.
No, we didn't.
We're way past fucking 20, mate.
Are we?
Don't know.
32, I'm going to say.
I'll check on the old machine. Anyway, welcome to Wizard Sleeve. My name's Lewis. To my right, I've got John.
Oh, yeah.
To his right, he's got Daz.
Hello.
And to his right, he's got Steve.
Hello.
And to his right, it's me again.
Hey.
Aww.
Full circle.
We've come full circle.
And this is the first episode of 2017, the apocalypse year. If you're wondering why Daz is quiet, it's because he's got someone on Facebook that he's a new fan of. Who's a bigger
troll? We're all a big fan of him.
Yeah,
a big fan of him. Fairness.
And he's, if you want to search for him, he's called William Wells.
He lives in Oklahoma. He's on Facebook.
And he's a wonderful man.
He's wonderful.
He's almost as big a Trekkie as Steve. Sorry, it lacklustre beginning this.
Sorry.
What do you want? Hey, hello!
Look at that. That's a big
light bulb.
Or we could pretend we're actually real podcasters.
Good one.
Do the podcast device.
Hi, and welcome to Wizard Sleeve. Hi. Today we're going to be talking about...
No.
We could do, but we're not going to do
that. We're not going to do that.
I can't make
it. It's 33, yeah. The 32 was the Christmas one.
Oh, really?
33, then?
We're not doing one since
then. No, this is the first one of 2017.
Fucking hell. Only like 2 weeks ago, I fucking... You know what I mean? First time I've seen you this year.
Yeah.
Busy.
I know. We're rubbish, aren't we?
Fuck the fans.
I'm not talking about that.
2 minutes in.
We might have stuff to cover today.
We might do.
We've got the usual format of...
We've got a general...
We watch some trailers about 5 minutes before we set all this gear up and do this. For films we've never heard of.
And then behind the scenes. Instead.
With little or no research. And then we talk about them.
Mm.
And we have the final word on whether they are... Indeed, a hit or shit.
Yeah, I'm loving the fact that you're
trailer reviews.
What? I'm loving the fact though that he's got a lot to say now. He's actually chewing on fucking pick and mix.
Chewing on Lewis's dick.
It's all teeth.
It's all skin. That's what you're gonna chew on it. It's like make a sure wet piece afterwards. Of beef jerky.
Just make sure you wipe it afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm not the only one out there who wipes his dick after a piss. I know you threw it on.
I tried it the other day just to see what it was like. It was alright, yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah, I wouldn't do it every time though.
No.
If I'm out in a pub, I don't do it. I just give it a rigorous shake.
Why don't you just get some fucking tenner for men?
Maybe
that way you can just
maybe
put it
you could invent a thing. Like a dispenser above a urinal, you know, with little tiny dick tissues.
Yeah, like the size of...
like dissolvable dick tissues.
Because
then you can throw it into the urinal and it'll...
Surely
you'd
be better off just putting fucking Andries over the top of your urinal.
You don't
That'd be actually... Well, no, that'd be handy as well, because then
it could be built in. So you piss, and once that stops, it goes off and... Blows on
your
dick.
You fucking front of
your... It doesn't blow from below. It blows from the top.
Yeah, I know, but if you... Can you imagine... You know how urinals fucking thinged?
Yeah.
You just had a
I'm going to say, the urinals in Bolton aren't renowned for...
No, you're right.
...working. It's a good... Yeah, I hadn't thought this through.
They'd have to put the dryer next to the urinal, so you just took a quick sidestep.
yeah.
to the hot air.
Yeah, it could be like split down the middle, couldn't it? So you could piss on the left, and then you just move around to the right, and that's the drier bit.
Well, you could have a toilet guy just there when fucking dab you off.
The dabber. The
dabber. On some aftershave.
That's a dabber.
What were it? Fucking smelly for the...
Oh, get fresh for the pussy.
Get fresh for the pussy.
Poo nanny.
Yeah, oh yeah, for the poo nanny. Yeah. Yeah.
Get fresh.
Imagine that all toilet attendants go on like a day course.
You know,
and they learn all the... Well, 6 week course. and they learn all the phrases. Like, you can imagine like a guy from the front going... Get fresh with a blackboard.
Poo nanny.
With a blackboard with the pointer going, get fresh for the pussy. And then 40 guys just go, get fresh for the pussy.
Was it the varsity? We were in one evening and he started fucking. Toilet guy started break dancing on the floor.
Oh God, I wouldn't break dancing on that floor.
You know, we were talking about Vegas before. Yeah. Me and my brother got lost in a casino. Alright.
Anyway,
we went in the toilet and we thought that this guy in the toilet was one of these guys with the thingy, but he was just selling his own CDs. He'd done like a rap album and he was in the bogs in a casino selling them.
Oh,
mm. We bought one.
Is it good?
Yeah.
No.
Toilet rap.
Yeah.
Toilet rap. It's echoey.
And again, that's why he was just having to sell it in the toilet. Shit. Mm.
How do you think like a hand dryer over the urinal would create an enormously bad smell? Hot piss.
Hot piss. Not only that, but it would spray it up into your crotch.
All of your pants, yeah.
I thought that is a magnificent band name.
Hot piss.
Hot piss.
In your ears.
Hot ear piss.
It's kind of got off a bit of a tangent here.
Should we bring it back?
To what?
Hit our shit.
Yeah, we've got three upcoming movies.
Sorry, I just love the subject. TV, the biggest thing you can...
These are probably films that... I don't know, they're not... The Circle...
Well, we had problems, didn't we?
They're not big blockbusters.
No, they're not like the
kind of in a
mainstream...
We've kind of been a minute before all the big trailers start coming
out. Well, one of those things, with Super Bowl being the other week, it's all the teasers and everything that were in... The halftime, adverts, and to be fair, we'd already seen a lot of them.
Yeah,
before
we've spoke about a lot of this upcoming sort of stuff as well.
We had a complete rundown in the last episode.
Yeah. So we tried to find things.
Got your sheet, were you?
Oh no!
Yeah.
Did I not put it in the bag?
I put it in the book.
Although to be fair, has anyone watched anything that was on it?
I've watched Passengers,
which you said was shit.
Yeah,
all agree that was shit?
Yeah, it was.
Did
really
you
bad.
There we go. So that's one for us.
Why is it so shit?
It's just boring. Boring. Lots of loopholes, as you expect, and just I don't know. It's just boring. Mm. And there is some kind of. I got up to where Lawrence Fishburne turned up, and then I fell asleep.
Right.
It wasn't Lawrence Fishburne's fault. But it was just dull. It was just kind of. Predictable. And
is that the one with Jennifer Lawrence and Roger McCott on the
basically what happens is they're travelling,
they're on the ship and they get waken up early, don't they, or some shit.
Yeah, they're travelling to this other planet that's supposedly like Earth to start again. Mm. And they've obviously been chosen, or they've paid a lot I think they've been chosen randomly because Chris Pratt isn't very rich. They've got like they can order food from like a machine, but if you're not in a certain bracket, you can only order certain things. Yeah. And obviously, when Jennifer Lawrence turns up later on, she can afford better food and stuff like that.
Stuff.
Yeah.
He's eating
like cereals and stuff. But basically, what happens is he wakes up and he's on his own for a year, I think, or 2 years.
Can I just say, can we allow spoilers? Because I'm never going to watch this.
Yeah. Are you going to watch it? Am I going to surprise you with the things I tell you about it?
I can't remember the fucking trailers we watched
but
20
minutes
ago.
The premise is, he wakes up first and he spends like 2 years talking to Robo Barman from The Shining.
Right.
And then he decides, or he thinks about waking Jennifer Lawrence up.
Why, if this is meant to be some great arc of cryogenically frozen people, why is there a bartender there?
When they wake up.
When they wake up, it's like a cruise ship. They've got gyms and there's all sorts for them to do. Basically, it's programmed to wake them up 5 years before they get to where they're going. And they can do all this stuff. But he wakes up somewhat like 40 years before.
Hang on, in the trailer, don't it spoil the rest of the film that he'd been woken up for a specific reason?
I didn't get to that.
I think it gets spoiled in the trailer that they think he's just been woke up because it's a bit of a flaw. But then they say, no, we've been woke up for a reason. And
yeah, I think so, but I didn't get to that. I didn't even ask Kaz what it was. I think she got to the end, but I'm not sure. But at the beginning, something like an asteroid or something hits the ship, and that's supposedly why he wakes up. There's like a malfunction. And lots of things are malfunctioning while he's awake. Mm. Certain things stop working and what have you. So basically then he has this dilemma of he spots Jennifer Lawrence in this tube and reads her name, and then he starts like doing research on her and who she is and all this, and then he decides he's going to wake her up. So he wakes her up and then claims that she's woken up accidentally, but then they start sort of almost dating on the ship and getting to know each other. And then Robo Barman lets it slip that he woke her up.
What a prick.
Yeah, and that's when I was like, this is gosh.
That's what you get, isn't it? Fucking Barman, isn't it?
Mm. Okay, just before we get onto Hitosh. Mm.
Sorry for wasting everyone's time with that.
I was dying.
It's alright. It's one of the things. We did say we'd go through the list as we watched stuff to see whether we were right, and we're one up.
Yeah. Shall I get the list?
Yeah.
You carry on talking.
No, right. I tucked it between the book on the second shelf there.
Go on, Stan.
While we are recording this, it so happens to be Valentine's Day. So we put a thing on our Facebook page before saying, Happy Valentine's Day, you runts. We're recording a pod today, so if you have any love life questions, drop us a message and we'll try to answer it on air.
How many messages have we got?
Just one.
One. We've got one message and it says, Dear
Wizard. Your wine.
I know.
Dear Wizard Sleeve.
I'm trying to keep it.
Listen.
Keep it fresh.
Yeah.
I have an issue I'd like you to help me with, if possible.
Well, what does it say? What does it say, Steve?
It says, I'll tell you.
Maybe we can help him.
It says, my husband has an unhealthy relationship with one of his male friends. He spends most of his days WhatsApping him nonsensical bullshit off the internet and giggling like a schoolgirl when he gets replies. It even went as far as them going on a romantic getaway in a cabin in the lakes, wearing massive loser matching t-shirts. Should I be worried, or just accept that our marriage is a three-person deal?
This guy sounds great.
Yeah.
Well,
I think we've all said.
Well, it was your wife, John.
What? Spoiler.
Spoiler. And
who's the bender she's talking about?
Well, that would be you, Lewis.
What?
So I don't know. I think the only Shyamalan people who can I think the only people who can explain this romantic relationship is the two of you.
Well, I don't think it's unhealthy. I don't think it's unhealthy to wear the same t-shirt, is it?
No, they weren't the same, but they were a pair.
Yeah, they were.
That's worse.
Yeah.
We should get some.
We should suggest cooperation.
We should get some William Wells t-shirts made.
That's got to be done.
Well, yeah, we had a nice weekend away.
We did.
From what we've already chatted about, we're wolf chewing on your dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, we watched a Roddy Piper film. We got like told off for being noisy and everything.
Oh, God, yeah, I forgot about that when we got bollocked.
Mm.
What happened?
I think I was stood outside the tent just talking shit about drinking whiskey and doing all sorts of stuff.
Hang on, but you were in a tent?
No, we're in like a cabin.
So what were you doing stood outside the tent?
We were pissed.
Well, there was tents around us. Oh. We were pissed. Really pissed.
Drink a bottle of whiskey, didn't we?
Yeah. That was in the afternoon. Right, so yeah. I was walking to find a pub.
Yeah. Anyway, let's celebrate that fucking weekend about it. So, before we get into
So what's the status of your bromance then?
It's mostly internet-based.
It's not really cheating if we don't fuck. We just sent pictures. It's all
right. I mean, there was a picture that came out online. I don't know if you saw it of us in a bath together, but there was nothing going on.
We had our undies on. I couldn't feel his dick against my back or anything.
Just my nipples.
6 inch long. I thought it was his fingers on my shoulder.
Oh, that's a wrecked nipples, boy.
Fucking begging hips. Right, so we've got a list here.
Right, January is gone. Has anyone seen Trainspotting?
Yes.
And?
I liked it.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was different than the first one, which is good because it wasn't like they weren't trying to retread what they did in the first one.
Because in the trailer it looked like they were doing that.
No, they weren't really. It's its own story.
Right.
It's basically Renton has been living in Holland.
Right.
Been living in Amsterdam for 20 years. And he comes back because he has, right at the start, he has like a heart attack, basically. He's on like a treadmill in a gym and he just like collapses off it. The next thing he's in Edinburgh. And he meets up with Sick Boy and they hatch this plan to turn Sick Boy's pub into a brothel kind of thing.
Right.
Meanwhile, Begbie gets released from prison and all he's got in his mind is killing Renton.
Mm. Well, I'm going to say, because Begbie's, didn't Irvine Welsh fucking write a novel about Begbie?
Yeah.
So, where he's basically it's an art critic or something over in
I don't know the
America, and he's fucking mental. He just goes around slashing people up.
Yeah,
but it's all to do with art and one thing or another, and that's what Begbie's been up to after, in between, supposedly.
Yeah. Well, in the film, he's been in prison for 20 years because he got sent down.
Isn't
at the end of Trainspotting when he gets arrested? Basically, that was it for
Begbie. Isn't it based on another book though?
I don't know because he did Porno, didn't he?
I'd read somewhere
that Porno
was like, I don't know, it's a
Porno was a sequel to Trainspotting, but it was like it wasn't a 20-year later kind of thing.
I think they're supposed to be actually making Porno as Porno.
Are they? But no, I enjoyed it. It had its flaws. The ending was a bit kind of turned a bit kind of typical thriller with someone being chased around and abandoned. But other than that, it had really good moments in it. Very Danny Boyle-esque, you know, still very.
Was it funny?
Yeah, it was funny, yeah.
Cool.
Good.
Cool.
I'm going to take these off. Where's my pen?
No, I didn't put that.
Put that between a book?
No. You can. I'm not your fucking Pierre.
Somebody's got a pen. Has anyone seen Split?
I see a pen
The
right
Shyamalama Ding Dong movie?
I've not seen Split.
Have you seen Split?
Not yet, no. Have you?
No.
No.
Has any...
Someone fucking spoiled anything for me today, though.
Has anyone seen the Assassin's Creed movie?
No.
Has anyone seen Underworld Blood Wars?
No. Blood Wars?
Blood Wars.
Well, we know that Assassin's Creed's shit, though, because...
We know it.
We knew
well,
it.
We, have, it we did trailer. Watch it. Has anyone seen the new XXX movie?
No.
Or Jackie?
Jackie who?
Jackie Chan.
Fighting for the Streets.
Natalie Portman.
Jackie O?
No.
No, I've not.
No. No one's seen that. Has anyone seen... Right, we're into
I've heard Split's quite good, though. I bet it's quite a good representation of somebody with.
Okay, so are we saying Trainspotting was a hit then?
Yeah,
I thought
we were correct. Yeah. And
the rest of them,
well, Passengers isn't even on here, but it was Gash.
Well, slip it in now.
That's right, Passengers.
I'll put Passengers, and then I'll draw Poo next to it.
Draw with Patrick Stewart's character
with stink lines. There we go, and a little fly. Has anyone seen the new Resident Evil?
No.
I like the way you're looking at me there. No, I haven't.
You'd be the first to see it, though.
I'll probably be the only person to see it.
No, I think I'll
the world. That's not true.
Has anyone seen...
Mark Amold's
Has anyone seen Rings?
No, but Daz has seen the first 3 minutes or something.
So have I. No, I have.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
And it looked
they confirmed that it was shit. Right. So I think we'll just tick that as being shit.
At Batman Lego today, there's a new trailer for Power Rangers, and I got.
Well, I'm onto that now.
Back of my neck.
I'm looking forward to Power Rangers. Yeah. Scary going, what the fuck's up with you? And I'm like, I don't care. I'm fucking.
Well, I'm onto Lego Batman now, so you can talk about that.
What's that?
Lego Batman.
You weren't watching it today.
Yeah, it was funny.
Don't spoil it though, because I want.
All right, it was very entertaining. I smiled all the way through. I was pumped. It was good. It was really funny. Really, really, like, I don't want to say well shot because it's an animation, but some of the shots in it were really picturesque, which I was really surprised about.
Yeah, you still need to, even in animation, it still needs to be a well shot.
No, but like,
is it
for
quite...
this, I was like, oh, that's really pretty. Like,
is it as kind of wacky as the Lego movie was?
It's just as insane, and the, like, the you know, like, the if you've not seen the Lego movie, it sort of goes out the... breaks the fourth wall a bit, doesn't it? Like,
it was a pleasant surprise, the Lego movie for me.
But this
I enjoyed
one doesn't do that. This one's purely set in the Lego world, and it has a it changes the Batman mythos as well a lot, but like I wasn't bothered by it.
But
it's not like it's not Batman killing people like in Batman vs Superman.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no killing in it that Batman does anyway.
Yeah, but if it's almost like a piss take anyway, then that's
But what was great, it lists off at one point near the beginning all the Batman villains, and it even had Eggman played by Vincent Price.
Yeah.
Fucking Polka Dot Man. And best of all, Condiments Man from the animated series.
Fucking
where the
hell.
Joker gets he's like a news anchor or something like that, and he brainwashes this guy and he becomes like this villain who just shoots ketchup on mustard and that's it.
Wow.
Excellent.
But like that was fucking
attention to detail.
The Scoutmaster out of The Simpsons is better than anybody.
You need to watch this film about 10 times to get all the references.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of them are insane.
Yeah.
Is it a better Batman film than you think the Batman is going to be?
I don't know, because I keep falling for it every time I watch these fucking Warner Brothers ones. But I reckon it's better than Batman and Superman.
Right, well.
I still need to watch the fan editor, though, where they took out everything with Lex Luthor.
All right, cool.
And apparently it makes for a lot better film. All the stuff with Lex Luthor's just gone.
It'd be better if they took out Lex, Batman, Superman,
Wonder Woman,
and that dirty CGI monster, and I'd just watch a guy in a wheelchair blow up, and then credits.
I don't even remember the guy in a wheelchair. It's how much of a fucking impression it left us.
It was awful. I was so bored.
There's a lot going on, and it's just so boring.
Yeah.
Fucking horrendous.
It's the second wheelchair suicide bomb I've seen in a while.
So left in February,
we've got
50 Shades Darker, which we're not going to watch.
We'll just go with shit. We'll just say we're right with that.
So we're just taking that anyway.
Yeah, we're just taking that anyway.
Gold.
Should be a penalty though.
I've heard that's
Matthew
all right.
McConaughey. But we'll come back to that.
Slip by,
and I think John Wick 2, at some point, one of us will watch that.
But we'll talk
about that in the future.
Yeah,
but March is coming up, and March has got some good stuff.
March is a gold mine, man.
Yeah. Oh, and that John Wick
what's
fucking
coming up.
Just
March, we've got Logan first. And then we've got Cure for Wellness, which we all thought would be good.
Yeah.
Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah.
And the Smurfs.
Wow, fuck.
Oh, there's a trailer for that today.
Oh, and also that Life with
Ryan Reynolds
and Gobble.
Yeah, we talked about that.
That looks good.
We've put
Species,
shit for that.
Species 2017.
Yeah. Sci-fi film done a million times before.
So we've got a lot coming up.
Yeah.
It's like we're
films!
Yeah. I'm actually planning something, it's weird.
The list. Look at that.
I know. Actual written down stuff. Right, on to the first topic. It's only 22 minutes in.
The first movie.
It's all shite.
What?
Jingle.
All right, go on.
Hit the jingle, Lewis. Right. That was good, wasn't it? Hmm? Right.
Oh, I miss just sitting here in abject silence while we imagine the jingle plays. Yeah.
All right, let's
damn
do that.
Editing. Then.
I'm just like
4 more seconds.
Right, brilliant.
It's a thriller, isn't it?
You should just not put the theme in there, you should just leave that.
I'll put it really quiet behind it without like with a big fat echo. Alright, foist the cycle.
The cycle.
Who's in it?
The circle.
Emma Watson.
Emma Watson's in it.
She's Nobel. Is she?
Nobel.
No, it's Nobel.
Thanks is in it.
I'm glad you understood what I meant by that.
No, I absolutely agree.
But no, there's anyway, the circle.
Emma Watson. Fucking... Thanks. Tom Hanks.
Thanks.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks is like a kind of
thing, isn't
Tom
it? Hanks. As well, Finn from Force Awakens, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
For real?
Yeah. John Bodega.
Bodega.
The kid.
Is it Bodega?
I think so.
I've just made that up.
It's, yeah,
it sounds like
on Bodega.
And yeah,
it's like you said, it's not like we need a bell then.
I think we do.
You need to check that.
It's all right. I didn't say anything.
It was
said Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Like Bold Egg.
That was just accidental racism. It's fine.
I said his name sounds like Bold Egg.
Right. We'll move on.
Stop saying it, Steve. Fuck.
What?
I'll bleep it.
No, because that'll make it sound worse, like I've actually said something bad.
Stop that bit.
Oh, is he going to come out looking bad in the edit?
Fucking always do.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the Phantom edit.
So, yeah, Tom Hanks plays like this kind of entrepreneurial, kind of Steve Jobs, Elon Musk type inventor guy who's got some theory on how the world works or something. And he employs people at his company and they get picked at, not at random, but I guess they get selected to work in his building.
Yeah, and it looks like kind of like one Googled of these people.
And, yeah, and Emma Watson turns up, she just gets hired, and then it's like a strange, it's like one of these modern businesses where everybody's just like going around on fucking
Segways
and like they've got a jacuzzi and stuff.
I've got an idea. Every time we do hit our shit, whoever introduces it, the segment, like it says the first film, you should review it and then do it in turns.
Okay. Yeah.
So Daz can do the book experiment.
Okay. Well,
you can't remember watching
it.
Fair
enough. And yeah, it just kind of, and then shit goes wrong, and then she realises that it's more of a sinister, there's more of a sinister undertone to the whole business.
Well, you kind of get the gist of it anyway, don't you?
Stuff out about the company,
They set up as something that watches everyone, don't they, or something like, yeah. It's like a big brother type.
The IQL.
Yeah, it's.
You have to upload all your stuff. To
it's
this.
Been done before, that concept,
hasn't
it?
It looked when I was watching it, it just reminded me of Black Mirror. I mean, I really like Black Mirror, but it seemed like a kind of normal.
But Black
Mirror. I love Black
Mirror. All right, it's like an American Mirror. But it just kind of looked.
fucking hell.
I don't know where else to go with it. It looks like a standard kind of like this is what the world is like.
You know? The concept's been done before, hasn't it?
Yeah. Like I say, very very Black Mirror, very kind of Twilight Zone-y type scenario where it's like the modern world tweaked slightly to fit whatever the fucking preaching about.
Sorry, do you assess
me? No, I'm just nodding.
Do you want to predict how it's going to end? Can you already tell, like, from the trailer?
I don't think so, no.
Right.
I'm guessing Tom Hanks is going to be... He's either going to be the mastermind behind it all, or he's going to be, like, the puppet of some greater power.
Yeah.
And they get to him finally, and then he's like, oh, it's got nothing to do with me. This is who you're really after, you know. Mm. Maybe.
Maybe he turns into, like, a big horned monster.
A big CGI demon.
That'd be good.
I'm just expecting him to release pictures of Emma Watson covered in spaff.
You're no bell.
That's how it ends. With her world being devastated.
Like a tentacle porn movie.
Yeah, just released, all her stuff that she's saved.
Right.
Into the thing. Or it could be like that episode of South Park where everyone knows what everyone else is doing online.
Oh, where they're doing things in their heads.
Oh no, not shitter. The latest ones is.
Is it Alec Baldwin who's in that episode?
Yeah, there's only Cartman and Alec Baldwin on shitter. but no, it's because of trolls. Because Carl's dad's a troll who causes a woman in Denmark to commit suicide.
Alright.
So the Denmark government do this thing called troll trace, which means that they can release everything that anyone's done online.
Right.
So, could just be that.
Yeah, they'll definitely hold something over it, won't they? Like something along those lines.
Maybe they'll have something on Tom Hanks. It'll like twist it.
Isn't like a mum like ill in the trailer or something? And they're like, "Oh, we can help your mum."
Yeah, and then they'll say like, "If you don't help us, we won't help your mother.
Your mum's dead.
We'll stop giving your mum the crack.
Your mum may die."
I like Tom Hanks though. So
yeah, I like Tom Hanks.
I like watching Tom Hanks.
Yeah,
but
I don't know. I don't know.
When
I can't really form much of an opinion on it because it just looks.
Everyone's better when they're eight.
When they're eight? Oh, yeah, I remember that.
So, Hit Our Shit, The Circle, starring Woody from Toy Story and Belle.
I'm going to say shit, I think.
I'm going to say shit.
Yeah, shit.
Shit. Unanimous shit.
Anonymous shit.
So Daz, what did you think of the Belco experiment directed by James Gunn?
It's not directed by James Gunn.
Is it not? Is he produced
no,
by
No, I think
him?
He's written it. Or
no, it was written by someone else.
No, the director was the guy who did Wolf Creek, wasn't it?
No, I thought it was written by the guy that did Wolf Creek.
I was looking at a...
I'll check, you talk.
Straight to DVD Halo, live-action Halo film from executive producer Ridley Scott. I'm thinking.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Anyway, no, cheap.
Oh, yeah, he said it looked... Yeah, but
it's one of those things that there's quite a bit of bad CGI in it and everything. It's got the shots in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
The building it's got the shocking.
The black guy who landed the plane.
Written by James Gunn, directed by some other dude.
Yeah. I don't know his name. And other people.
It's got Dr. Cox out of Scrubs.
I mentioned
it. Does.
All right.
The Rock.
John McGinley.
And yeah, it's got other folk in. Basic gist is... They work in an office in the middle of nowhere. Shutters go up. Comes on the address system. It's, we want people dead. Otherwise, we'll kill people. And it turns out they've all got bombs in their head.
Oh, yeah, a bit like...
Suicide Squad, yeah.
Or, what's it?
A million
Battle other Royale.
Bombhead.
It's like Battle Royale in an office, basically, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
And again, it just looks like, well... Put in the situation, human will be shits to each other.
The only thing I can't
kind of be
like,
forced to be shits, but
it looks like something I'd maybe enjoy, but I'd probably get bored of what was all the killing and stuff.
Yeah,
because the good thing about Battle Royale is because they're all sort of kids and they're all stereotypes. It works really well, and everyone has their own little stories, don't they?
Yeah,
that's what I like about that. But random people. They're not really going to have any sort of strong character, I don't think, because they just all work in an office, aren't they?
Yeah, that's what I do. So, we all worked at places where if that sort of happened, you'd happily just fucking kill people.
Yeah, but Battle Royale works because it's like there's the nerd and there's the jock and
it's
slag.
So,
and...
It's so unexpected Battle Royale, though, yeah. With the deaths and one thing or another, and the entire setup, really.
Yeah.
But how old is Battle Royale, really?
Old,
yeah, a bit.
Because like you said, it's got to be at least like 15, 20.
It must be pushing
old.
20, yeah.
Well, you touched on being like that sort of film, and it's one of them about humans, they'll be shits to each other. That's not like an original idea anymore, though, is it?
No.
The thing with Battle Royale as well is the purpose for what's going on. You know, they explain it that it's almost like a cull in it of teenagers because of teenage crime and one thing and another. The government have set up this scheme, so it's not random, whereas with this it's like how are they going to explain the reasoning for locking up an office and
I'm
getting
sure
a lot of people to murder each other?
It'll just be an experiment.
Well, yeah, I suppose it's called the Belco experiment, isn't it?
Look
at them fucking health and safety Wolverine.
Never mind, and you'll never know.
So, it's our shit, Daz.
Shit.
I think I'll enjoy watching this, so I'm going to say hit.
Honestly, shit.
I think it will be shit, but I'll probably watch it.
Right.
And discover that it's shit.
Discover that it's shit. just to confirm that it's shit.
Is that a unanimous shit?
No, I said I'd probably enjoy watching it, but it might be shit. I don't know until I watch it.
It's a shitty hit. That's the point.
It's a shitty hit.
Well, I said it then.
Right, okay.
If I'm wrong, I'll tell you.
Maybe. Right on that fucking...
Oh, am I not...
John, what did you think of a movie set in a warehouse with some guns?
I was going to say, do you want to actually say what the film's called?
Yeah, it's called Free Fire, and it's Ben Wheatley's latest movie. It's not come out yet, though, has it?
No, it comes out in March.
March, another one. And pretty good looking cast. It's got...
Cillian?
Yeah, Cillian Murphy's in it. What's his face?
Armie Hammer.
Yeah, the guy from District 9's in it.
Yeah, Tyres from Spaced.
Yeah.
Michael Smiley.
Who?
That's Tyres.
All right.
It's got Jack Rayner,
right,
Brie
anyway.
Larson,
sure.
Sam Riley, Charlton Copley.
That's the guy.
And Noah Taylor, who plays Gordon.
Right. But it looks like a kind of gang two gangs or something, or a group of criminals meet up in a warehouse to do an arms deal of some sort, buy some guns, and it obviously goes wrong for whatever reason. And then it pretty much looks like then the entire movie is a sort of shootout in a small space between, but in, not in a kind of over the top action movie way, in almost like a comedic way.
Yeah, it looks like, it looks like a comedy, which is quite surprising considering Ben Wheatley's stuff.
Well, it looks quite Hollywoodish for him.
Yeah.
Like, it has a kind of, because he's usually quite,
well, very dark and
there's a kind of stylized look to it in there. But this looks very polished and but yeah, it looks fun. It looks quite violent, but funny. The violence looks almost comedic as well. People getting shot and not dying. It looks like a little bit kind of slapsticky almost in places.
Lots of people getting shot in the arms.
Yeah, but there's clearly people getting shot and then seemingly not being bothered.
Yeah.
It looks very kind of fantastical and kind of, very tongue-in-cheek and silly.
Again, he might be, he might just be trying to branch out.
No, it looks fun, though. It looks like something I'd enjoy watching.
Like
Reservoir
Dogs,
but
producer Martin Scott.
What's weird about it, it looks like a kind of lad movie. A bunch of lads get together and watch it and have a laugh at it. It looks like that, which is not, like saying, not what Ben Wheatley's all about, but that's kind of what it looks like.
People going to watch that going, oh, check out more of this director's stuff.
Yeah, and then being like, this fucking boring, this, mate. Well, the black and white.
Did you see High Rise?
I've not seen High Rise yet, no.
That looks interesting. That looks more like his style.
Yeah, The Field in England is just great. It's like, it's just about, it's about a group of guys who are in the English Civil War who kind of run away from the battle and then up in this field and they're trying to get away from the battle. And this whole thing of like, should we go AWOL and stuff, and then they end up eating these mushrooms
or something,
and then like the last half of the film is just one massive trip.
Yeah. No, it's got the guy from Mighty Boosh in it, hasn't it? The tall geezer.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
No, I've wanted to watch that. I've not seen Kill List either, but when that came out, it was really good, but never watched it.
It's not, when I watched it, it wasn't what I thought.
Well, I've seen the one about the two that go camping. That's an ad film.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember what it's called,
though. Sightseers.
Yeah, Sightseers,
yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
That's good.
Yeah.
Dark. Yeah, it seems a bit
out of character. It's funny and dark, though, isn't it, that film?
Yeah, it does seem a bit out of character, this film, but I don't know. It looks quite. I like the idea that it's just, the whole film is just one big shootout. It's just like a massive, it just looks like a big piss take.
Yeah. No, I think it'd be good. There's not much I can say about it, really, other than,
no, because that might just be one scene. You know, the rest of it might be really bleak.
Well, that's it. And it might be one of those where you think, oh, you know, I like the concept of this and it looks funny, but you might sort of get bored of it after a while.
Yeah.
You know, once the film sort of gets into that,
I can't imagine it'd be a long film.
No, once it gets into that, you just kind of like, oh, you're just waiting for people to die or whatever. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. It looks fun, though.
So it's our shit for that.
I think it will be a hit. For me, anyway.
I think it looks shit, to be honest.
Right. I'm going to say hit.
I'll give it a go. Something to do.
It's an hour and a half long.
Yeah.
And that's a unanimous, well, not unanimous, but that's a hit for Free Fire. Two shits and one hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Productive.
Some good trailer watching.
Productive trailer watching.
I'll write these down as well, then we can.
Yeah. Okay, so let's move on to the subject the subject of tonight, which is just TV.
Does anyone out there have a TV? That's the question.
I've got a TV.
John, do you have a telly?
I do. I've got two.
Fucking hell.
Good God. Fucking money bags.
That's, I'm after buying an old TV. Telly. You know, like an old, not a flat screen. I need an old TV.
Yeah, I've got TV shit.
Why do you need an old one? Because I bought a light gun.
Yeah, I want to get a TV for this.
Right.
And they don't work on new tellys.
Oh.
No, they don't. You need a CRT.
Mm-hmm.
Or you just hold it up into a fucking lamp and pull the trigger. Due to the way that the light guns work.
You see what?
hold it on up into a lamp,
right,
and pull the trigger, and it'll automatically hit.
All right.
Because of the way it works, what happens is there's a sensor in the light gun, and when you pull the trigger, the TV goes, just flashes black, apart from the one white square, and the gun picks up where the white square is. So if you just pull it into a fucking thing, tell it'll go, your gun's lighting up on the inside, so it registers a hit. But then again, why fucking bother?
Well, I'm not going to do that. That sounds fucking good.
Just sat there with
your gun. What did you do on Saturday night? Oh, I just fucking clicked a plastic gun into my lamp all night and watched my telly flash.
Yeah, there you go.
Cat out of fucking fit.
Well, the original basis when I suggested doing this episode was because you posted the thing that they're doing, the What About Bob TV show.
Yeah.
So I said, why don't we do a good TV, bad TV thing? Because there has been some, you know, really good TV shows.
Well, let's talk about the What About Bob TV show. Not that we know anything about it.
Is this actually going to happen?
I don't know. But apparently it's a gender swap.
All right. So it's What About Barbara?
Yeah. Right. That's exactly what it is.
Is that what it's called?
What About Barb, I think it's called.
Oh, God.
I think, well, unless
that was that shit. I actually guessed what it was called.
Unless that was a piss take, that's what it's called. And that's all we know. But I don't know. It's just, I mean, there was just, this, the idea for What About Bob is quite a simple thing that would have been done very badly in the hands of another actor, but Bill Murray being Bill Murray, he just brought life to it.
It's very of its time as well.
I can't see anybody replicating.
Well, it's very of its time, that film, isn't it? You know, if that film came out now, I don't know, it probably wouldn't work because it was just of its time, wasn't it?
It was of its time, yeah.
But is this people now doing what Hollywood are doing and going, well, there's loads of people making TV shows of movies like Westworld, and they're popular, so let's see what we have the rights to.
Yeah.
And then
I would have thought so, yeah. Because, I mean, they made a Rush Hour TV show that came out.
Yeah, Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon. Not seen any of them.
No, they look terrible, though.
They've never really seen the light of day, have they?
They look awful.
Yeah.
You know, but going into Westworld, that's different completely. That takes the concept of the film, or book, you know, book.
Yeah.
And really stretches it out, and really kind of opens up.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm looking forward to the new Star Trek series this year.
STD.
The more I read about it, the less I'm excited about it.
The more I read about it, the more I think that it's turning out to not be what they wanted, because like people are like the showrunner dropped out, didn't he?
Right,
it's been delayed twice.
It's been delayed twice. It was supposed to come out at the end of last year, wasn't it?
January. And then it was April or May, and then it's now just late autumn.
Yeah, that says to me that shit's hit the fan somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. I am looking forward to it because I like Star Trek, but I don't know. I want them to go forward.
Yeah.
That's what I always liked about Star Trek. It always looked forward, but ever since 2009 when they did the new one, I've just been looking back and trying to retrace all these like legendary stories and like, you know, we've got a history here that we can play with. It's like, no,
yeah, there's the Star Wars in it, aren't
they? Yeah, they're doing the Star Wars with it. It's like, create new history, you know.
Well, that's the point.
Have it on the Enterprise 30 years after.
Well, that's the Star Trek's about discovery, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it should always be new things.
It's called Discovery as well.
Yeah, Trek is, to me, DS9's great, but if you have a ship in it, it's got to be the Enterprise.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and yeah, people say Voyager and all that kind of stuff, but
Deep Space Nine.
It's got I'd give that a pass because it's like it's not a ship.
It's DS9.
Well, it's DS9. It's not a ship. Hmm. If you've got a starship, it's got I don't know. It just doesn't sit right with me for them to go back and not have the Enterprise, because they've done that. They went back with Enterprise, and that was just awful. I just want the future, you know. That's what it's, you know.
Technically,
it's,
yes.
Eh?
Technically,
the future. Well, technically, does it doesn't exist.
Well, yeah. So, what are you griping?
Not yet.
I'm griping because why?
We're doing this podcast for?
I don't know. I'm griping.
In the grand scheme of things, we're all fucking insignificant. I mean, to be fair, if Lewis put this on the radio, it'd bounce off the earth and travel through space. But as is, the internet can get fucked. It's a sealed system, so we're just fucking screaming into the void.
Next week on Wizard Sleeve.
What the fuck happened then? Someone reset us.
Tony Mappin on
again. All I'm going to say is I'm going to go into it with an open mind. Yeah, Enterprise was shit. Yeah. I give it a go. I give it like five, six episodes, and then I didn't even watch Enterprise.
I just really want to know. I want to know what happened after the Dominion War.
Hmm.
You know, I want to know.
Everything settled down.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe they've had 20 years of peace, and then some other fuckers come about. Maybe the Klingons start kicking off again.
Yeah. Borg too.
And they could do like a new Klingon War, but obviously set in like beyond Picard. Right.
Yeah.
Why take it back to before Kirk? They've done that.
Oh.
I know what you're saying. The new PewDiePie TV show. Wait, what's that? It's been cancelled.
Oh, no.
What?
To be fair, if we made $14 million off this in a year, that'd be it. I won't make any more. Fuck it.
You'd be posting anti-Semitic videos on YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, all over the shop. I've got money now. Fuck yous.
He's coming out.
That's what he's done. What he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's what he's done.
This will be old news when it comes out, anyway.
Yeah.
It's the internet. It's old news now.
Yeah.
It is. Anyway,
it's old news.
I saw it on Channel 4 News this evening. So, yeah. It's already out of date. But, yeah, so anyway, I'm kind of looking forward to that. Apparently, I'm just looking at stuff here. Twin Peaks Season 3.
Hmm.
Is that a new picture?
It might be just a... I don't know.
That is a new picture.
Twin Peaks Season 3 some point this year.
Mm.
25 years later. Been headbutting that fucking mirror for a long 26, time.
26, I think. 27 years now.
But, I mean, it's one of those things. It's, I don't know. It's like people screaming, oh, bring back Firefly, bring back Firefly. I think if they brought back Firefly, it'd be shit.
Yeah, because it's been too long.
And I'm hoping it's not, because I adore Twin Peaks, but I don't know. I mean, again, TV is very, very good at the minute.
David Lynch is still behind it all, isn't he?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think, the thing is, with David Lynch, he nearly didn't do it because he didn't originally have the budget he wanted. And he was like, I can't do it. Because they were saying, they were trying to get him to do it anyway. But he was like, no, I need this much money. And he finally got it, so that's why they're making it. So it makes me think that he hasn't.
So basically, he's been holding off until they've paid him what he wants, like a big money-grabbing.
Could have been a tactic.
Oh, no, it wasn't him. It was like, it was budget
for making
it. Budget for production.
For making it.
Yeah.
It's all CGI, I know.
It's just CGI Kyle MacLachlan walking about.
That was really bad, and he's like stuck in a door.
Yeah. Maybe it's one of those things. Maybe it's just going to be a straightforward one, so he is having to CGI in all the dead members of the cast and make fucking look like he's 25 years younger than he is.
Well, two of them are dead now, aren't they?
Hmm. Is it going to be set a lot further?
Yeah,
I'd imagine it'd be set in present
further on.
So he's just had, what is it, Bob fucking running around his head for 20 odd years.
Yeah, well, we don't know how long after he got rid of Bob.
You don't know if he did, because he was nuts in the mirror. That's how it ends, isn't it? He finds out that...
I can't imagine it's starting and he's still got Bob in his head. That'd be like...
That's what I'm saying, though. It's a bit...
Mm.
There's nothing been said, though, about what it's about. I don't even know when it's coming out. It's kind of...
Yes.
May, isn't it?
Is it? Right.
It's not long enough.
Trying to be confirmed.
But what was the...
this was wrong, though.
So, why are we bringing up TV, Steve?
That does spark the idea because of the...
What about Bob?
What about Bob?
Hmm.
The good side of TV is, I'd argue that TV shows now, like the good, like the HBO type ones, they're more like cinema the way it should be than movies that we're seeing in the cinema.
It's event TV now. As all the people talking about what's going on now, that sometimes annoys me because it's the old thing. You'll be watching something, you think, "Oh, this is really good." Then every fucker all of a sudden's on board.
Yeah, but
you
I
get minded. You should watch. This, should watch.
That's
this.
Been going on for a, you know that. Yeah, it's been going on forever. With soap operas, there was always like, I mean, obviously the internet wasn't a big thing there, but everyone was fucking talking about it in the pubs and it, shops and like.
Magazines about the characters in Coronation Street.
Yeah, yeah, like, absolutely. So, yeah,
but I think in terms of like,
I think you're right though.
The way they're able to tell stories and pad characters out and deal with issues like Westworld deals, like I was saying before, deals with stuff that they wouldn't even touch in cinema because they haven't got enough time to do it. And if they did it, they'd have to really distill it down to the point where it'd just be shit.
So I was just really pleasantly surprised with Westworld. I really enjoyed that program, and I was so glad when the. You know, said that the second season had been okayed and everything, because I thought,
it'll be a big show.
Because I don't know whether I mentioned it on the pod before I watched it. I thought, I'll have they made this into a TV show?
Yeah,
really well.
Yeah,
all things considered,
but it's, I mean, tempted to start again.
But it's nothing like the film, is it?
No, it's not, because they deal. I mean, from like a visual point of view, and there's kind of the way they do it, it's got like that mix of like high end sci-fi stuff with like violent Wild West stuff, you know. It's got like both great things in it that are dealt with equally and completely differently as well. And then it deals with like artificial intelligence and ethics and things that you can't tread too much over in like a 2-hour
not
movie.
not in that sort of slow burning character development way that does. I love the mystery of it as well.
Yeah,
because the great thing about TV shows now is they can throw in a lot of mystery and kind of string you along for a long time. Yeah. I mean, they can do that in films. You know, a lot of great films do. They'll have a twist at the end, won't they? Where they kind of string you along.
The story structure is different. I'm not saying that you know, TV that form should replace cinema. I mean, storytelling. I mean, I think it was the guy David Chase who created The Sopranos when someone said to him. Is this the way storytelling on screen should be now? Like these long burning stories about character development and all that. And he was like, "Well, no." He said, "I mean, in the Maltese Falcon, I watched that. It's like an hour and a half. I didn't want to watch 10 hours of Humphrey Bogart's character. I didn't need to know anything else about his character.
No.
After them that hour and a half or whatever it is. So the I mean, obviously, there's a place for everything. All I'm saying is that TV can do things that." Movies can't.
Yeah,
we're all up to date with Westworld, aren't we?
Yeah,
I have not watched the last two episodes. So
wasn't Oz the first TV show that did that as well? Like before Sopranos, that prison one. That was like
I think Oz was like Oz. Yeah, Oz was an HBO one as well. That was like that. Never watched it. But
I think Sopranos was the one that like.
I've heard Oz. Have you seen Oz?
Oh, it's grim.
Yeah,
it's fucking grim. I've not watched it back to back, but I've caught the odd episode here and there.
No, I've heard it's really good.
But no, again, I'm looking forward to stuff. American Gods.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to American Gods because I absolutely adore the novel.
Yeah,
and again, the only way it could be done is in an ongoing thing.
Yeah.
You can't
shoehorn it into like a two and a half hour film.
Well, it's like can you imagine Game of Thrones as like a trilogy of movies? Even couldn't be done. You know,
cut out all the. Chatting, leave the tits and the dragons in, and off you go.
It would just be a movie about dragons.
Yeah. Tits and dragons, yeah. Our dragons with tits, even better. Quaid.
I mean, I've not watched any of Game of Thrones since fucking season one. Right up to season three. I read the first three books, and then I just never got around to reading the others, and it's just one of those things. I don't know. I'm just kind of sick of it just being... I mean, it's well, because, again, I adore Breaking Bad, but then I kind of got sick of it being everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just referenced in everything. That's what, I don't know. It might just be me, but it's like Westworld. You don't... Westworld hasn't had that.
Not yet.
I suppose there is that.
Series don't usually pick up properly until like season three. You know, that's quite consistent. Like Next Gen was the same. Like first two seasons of Next Gen,
Fucking all over the shop.
Oh yeah, it was yeah, and like the producers were different, and then like that Michael Piller sort of took over from Rick Berman, and he turned it into like a character-led show. You know,
I suppose they're treading water, though, aren't they?
But that's when it really became a popular show. The first two seasons, I think people.
It got better when he fucking died, didn't it?
Well, yeah, it did.
What's his name?
Gene Roddenberry.
Gene, yeah. Old Gene.
Yeah, because he was one of these things, and like I think we've talked about this before, but like the writers that they had. Because Gene Roddenberry didn't want any conflict between the crew.
Right.
You know, he didn't want anybody, like, everyone. His idea was that everybody works together to this goal, which is a fine philosophy, but it makes for shit drama.
Yeah. It's communism!
Equilibrium.
So, yeah, I mean, it'll come with Westworld. But
the comedy YouTube gold of War for 15 minutes just being told no. No, stop it, Mr.
That'd never work. Just War getting angry.
Why don't we just blow him up?
That's all he ever says.
Yeah. Civilians, don't matter.
Tell you one thing I do want to watch at the minute that popped up, just bizarre, the young Pope. The fucking Jude Law.
That looks alright.
It does. I mean, we've got we've got Now TV, so it's on there, and it's something I keep meaning to catch.
That's
up
HBO
on.
As well, isn't it?
I watched the first episode of something on Netflix the other day with Drew Barrymore.
The diet, there's something.
I watched the first episode of that. No.
Dreadful.
Santa Cory to diet. Yeah.
That just felt weird watching it. It felt like a cartoon.
It didn't know what it wanted to be.
Yeah,
exactly, yeah.
But the acting was really off. It felt like a cartoon.
It felt like they were taking the piss.
Yeah, it felt like a Family Guy episode.
Yeah,
it was weird.
His acting was fucking shocking.
The acting was all of them, the people in it were like really hammy and like
it just didn't make sense.
If I'd have made that show, I'd have made
which
it,
is obviously
music
the...
a lot creepier because it's like really whimsical. Yeah. Well, the characters are already whimsical, so there's no like juxtaposition comedy with it.
I get that's maybe the tone. They don't want to do something dark and broody. They want to make something silly.
Yeah,
but. I just didn't find it funny.
I mean, I've only watched the first episode, so I don't know if it gets any better, but it looked like... Yeah, it looked like...
I watched the first two and a half, I think.
Looked like they kind of tried to create this kind of, like you say, whimsical drama, but within it, this kind of horrible element. What are you looking at?
They're doing a take.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hairs on... fucking hell.
I mean, I was amazed that they were able to make not only one sequel but two sequels out of Taken.
But that,
and now they've made
going back to what you were saying before. That's a film that doesn't need to be a series.
No,
you don't need to know anything more about those people.
No, you don't. Exactly.
That's the kind of concept that is a film.
It's a pure movie. That.
Whereas something.
It's a simple idea.
I'm really excited about Samurai Jack season 5.
Right.
Because that's 13 years in the waiting. I love that show. I love cartoons.
What about TV when we were growing up, like compared to now?
Beatles about.
No, if you're going to talk about like running shows like A-Team and stuff like that, they were daft, weren't they?
Yeah,
but they were good shows.
I mean, the A-Team was like the Breaking Bad of the time. You know, it was the most popular TV show. That Knight Rider.
I think.
Hulk.
When TV shows started getting interesting for me, X-Files blew my mind when I first saw that.
Yeah,
like I thought this is genuinely like exciting telling.
Well, because it was shot like a film. You know, it wasn't shot. It didn't have a formula to it.
No,
I mean, it is kind of formulaic.
It did because you had separate storylines going on.
It starts with a death, a mysterious, like a murder, violent death or something like that, and then they investigate it and then they find a monster or something.
Yeah.
You know,
they did have Monster of the Week episodes, didn't they?
What were we talking about?
X-Files.
All right, no, I got distracted by watching the video of David Lynch as Gordon Cole eating a donut.
Is he just eating a piece of cheese?
No, it's a donut.
All right.
Save that. Bum mark.
Star Trek's always been there. But for me, Star Trek kind of is set aside slightly because Star Trek's got this core audience. Whereas like the A-Team I felt was more mainstream in like families sat
down. But they had good characters. Like A-Team had good characters. Again, Star Trek, there's this kind of nice bond between all these characters in it. So it doesn't really matter what the it does matter what the story is, but you want to just see their ongoing adventures like you were saying, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
I always watched the A-Team. didn't give a shit about their adventures. I just wanted to see what they built out of shit in the head.
Yeah, that was what. Yeah, that's what.
Well, I mean, when you were a kid, it was just that. It was like it was all about the action. Yeah, wasn't it,
if you had an episode in the 18 where they didn't build something in the shed, I was really disappointed.
Yeah. Yeah. Gutted. Oh,
the fucking Boy George episode.
He's in two, isn't he?
This fucking guy.
Oh no, he's in. No, I'm thinking of Shatner in. Columbo.
Columbo, great show that.
Yeah. Columbo, Murder She Wrote. I mean, we're going deep now. I mean, these are like shows.
I love the concept of Columbo though. I love how the audience is immediately aware of who the killer is right at the beginning.
It's like what Steve says.
And I love
and
that.
Just watching Columbo. Him
so there's no mystery. It's just the story is how does Columbo get to the conclusion?
There's no mystery with Columbo.
That's what I'm saying.
I think you said he knows exactly. Who it is as soon as he meets him. He just, Steve said, he just likes playing the game.
He said, well, it's how he can get proof in it. That's basically it.
I watched, there were one the other day, and it was the dental marks off a piece of cheese that Columbo had pinched from
Nick
his fucking
cheese.
Crime scene and kept in his pocket. And he got this guy to bite into something else and had his dental record.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, this places you at the crime scene because you ate this piece of cheese.
That's fucking
because that's what you do after you've murdered someone and you just munch some cheese.
Well, it's one of those things, it's not in a fucking bag or anything, you know, an evidence bag or anything. He just gets this little piece of cheese out of his fucking coat pocket.
It's got
this guy just goes, oh, no! So,
yeah. Filters.
Yeah. Filters, yeah, just like just a load of filters stuck to it.
It's like a dime wedged in it as well.
Cigar butt.
Use Johnny. He puts it in a Johnny. I put it in there for safekeeping,
sir.
Oh.
Quantum Leap back in the day
Quantum Leap was,
it was clever and did deal with kind of
it dealt with a lot of
a
issues,
lot of issues. That, yeah. You know, racism, women's rights, and all kinds of different stuff, didn't it?
Roots. Let's talk about Roots.
Yeah?
Which one, the original or the reboot?
The original.
Roots.
It's technically a reboot fucking thing, you know, isn't it?
They're doing a reboot?
No, sorry. Series. On the BBC. Yeah.
All right.
There
you
go.
Reroots.
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 LeVar Burton was in the original Roots.
Yeah.
He was like the main character, wasn't he?
I used to like Sharp as well on telly.
That's what I ended up. Did you say blind then?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Oh, what do you think I said?
Doesn't matter.
There's a fucking bell.
Did anyone watch Sharp?
No.
I used to like Sharp.
I used to like Sharp.
Yeah.
I used to like Sharp.
Oh, no, obviously the books are a lot better. It's just comical because they're trying to do these historical battles with about 40 people.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be mass. You know,
oh, it was super cheap, Sharp.
Yeah,
wasn't it? It was like very low budget.
But it was just good to watch Sean Bean going around calling Pete Postlethwaite a fucking bastard.
It was totally inaccurate, wasn't it? Mm. Totally inaccurate, but funny.
Yeah,
I enjoyed that.
But it was good because, like, it kind of you felt like you were on a journey with the characters, the main kind of four characters.
Had boobs in it as well.
And then there's an episode where like they all die. Like
spoilers.
His mates die like
that. You won't watch fucking Sharp. You get bored shitless.
No, there's an episode where his cronies all get killed in a battle in a town somewhere, don't they? I don't know what they did after.
Probably the last one.
Well, no, because they made ones after that.
I've got a question.
Yeah.
A movie's then, say like 80s, 90s, better than the TV shows then, and Is that swaps now, Jack? You reckon TV show, TV's now, it's better than something?
I don't know.
I wouldn't say
better. I mean, there's some brilliant films still being made. Just the stuff that gets rammed down our throats is shit.
Well, again, it's
whereas
down to
mainstream, like the big budget TV shows are better than big budget movies, I think.
There's a lot of shit TV shows out there, though.
Oh, there's
loads of shite out there. And there's probably more than there ever was because of streaming and stuff. I know Netflix are churning out loads of good and bad TV shows, aren't they? You know, and the BBC make good and bad TV shows. And but it's probably the same in the 80s. You know, look at the 80s. There were, like, good films and there were loads of shite.
Yeah.
Loads of shite.
TV shows in the 80s, they weren't these kind of high-concept character studies that we get now.
No.
Or big-budget... you know, Game of Thrones type, cinematic kind of visual things. There were things like Knight Rider, Baywatch,
Yeah, because that's what people were into at the time.
Yeah, it was just a schlock.
It was the trend, wasn't it? The films was like that, wasn't it?
Yeah, fucking Night Hawk and
Street Hawk
and Airwolf.
Well, they were just all spin-offs of other shows. Like, right. And you get that now, don't you? One show becomes popular, and another show might try and mimic it in some way. There's a TV show about Oz, isn't there? Is it called Emerald City or something? Yeah. It looks like they're just trying to cash in on Game of Thrones. It's like, oh, we'll do something fantasy-ish,
yeah,
but we won't have tits in it. And people getting their heads fucking caved in. But then
you get, you often see a pattern working where if one film becomes popular, you'll get a rash of films that come after it.
Been happening since the 70s, though.
Yeah. When Tower Inferno came out, when Poseidon Adventure came out, you got this, I don't know which came first, but you got this rash then of disaster movies like Tower Inferno, Earthquake, all that kind of shit. When Lord of the Rings came out, you got a load of like shitty fantasy movies. Shit.
Yeah.
But like the Dungeons and Dragons movie, if you remember that was absolute garbage.
Jeremy Irons just loving it.
Just getting paid.
Brilliant. He overacts that film.
Why didn't they make the Dungeons and Dragons movie based on the premise of the cartoon, where four normal kids get sucked into this world?
Which,
funnily
enough,
back.
Is a lot closer to the D&D world anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's it. They could be like playing D&D. And something happens, like some lightning strikes.
After Lord of the Rings, you've got. Do you remember King Arthur when they made that?
Oh, that's fucking dirty.
About 15 years ago. That was off the back of Lord of the Rings, wasn't it? Because they were like, why don't we do like a kind of fantasy style, you know, story?
Same with everything. Star Wars created all these fucking daft sci-fi movies, didn't
it? After Star Wars, you got Battlestar Galactica, and then you got a rash of kind of these spaceship movies. You know,
there were loads of TV shows like that, though. There was Buck Rogers.
Star Wars for that. The whole thing is Star Wars gave sci-fi access to the mainstream sort of thing.
Mm.
Yeah. That was the thing. I don't see the original. I don't see that as a bad thing.
No. What I'm saying is that basically they've gone. Producers in Paramount or wherever it is have gone, this is really popular, let's make something like this.
Oh, yeah.
Get the box out of all the sci-fi scripts we've been reading.
And is that what's starting to happen now with movies being made into TV series? Because that's only kind of a recent thing, isn't it, really?
I think
obviously books get made into TV series. That's been happening for a while.
Yeah.
You know, and there are original, like Breaking Bad was completely original on it. But I mean, there's loads based on novels, isn't there?
Well, I think Game of Thrones influence is being seen in films now, because you're seeing more fantasy films coming out, and more, you know, that kind of.
I know, but you could say that's again off the back of that. That's been happening for years because of fucking Lord of the Rings.
Well, exactly.
The Hobbit, because Lord of the Rings kind of died off, and then they fucking did The Hobbit.
Yeah,
and it kind of had a bit of a resurgence. Don't get me wrong, you can't knock Game of Thrones, it's good. It's just fucking everywhere.
Yeah. But that's what happens with popular shows. I mean, if the internet was around in the 80s, it'd be all A-Team and Knight Rider and Dallas.
Yeah.
You know.
If the internet was around in the 80s, I don't think it would be, to be honest with you.
What do you mean?
People would have better things to do than watch fucking A-Team.
But they didn't know that's the thing. Everybody watched the A-Team.
Yeah. Well, everyone watched. There was like big cliffhangers on the Dallas and all that, weren't there?
Dallas,
which
you
just get
Crest.
Fucking spoiled now.
Well, no, you're right. It was different then because people just talk about it, weren't they, in supermarkets or pubs or whatever.
Don't bother watching season such a thing of Dallas. It's a dream.
It was all a dream.
Spoilers, man.
Spoiler alert.
If you don't know the whatever.
No, but it's
just one of those things. I mean,
didn't they bring Dallas back a bit?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
There's Rush Hour, that's a TV show now.
Yeah, we said that before.
They've made a new MacGyver show. I watched the first two episodes of that. That was fucking shit.
And it still have Richard Dean Anderson in it.
No.
Oh, you know what we should talk about?
Should have done.
Have you heard this this talk about this Power Rangers animated TV show that they're doing?
I've not read into that, but are you
basically, they're going to do an animated Power Rangers show. But like a Japanese anime style, more adult, quite violent. So a kind of adult Power Rangers cartoon, which sounds interesting.
Pink Ranger Tentacle Porn. Mm. Probably already exists.
Yeah.
You
want
the can I talk about Rebels as well? I know I always fucking bum Rebels, but that's become official canon now, and it's Star Wars canon. So you've got, because you were showing me that I hadn't clocked that in Rogue One.
They could class anything they want as canon now, because they fucked everything up.
The ghost from Rebels is in Rogue One, and there's the droid from Rebels is in Rogue One in the background. So they've like Chopper. And obviously Saw Gerrera's from the Clone Wars cartoon, and then Rebels, and then he's appearing in Rogue One. So it's like,
I don't mind what they've done. You know, I don't.
That's like crossing a cinematic universe into a television.
I think
universe.
What they've done is, and I mean, so you know, Star Wars fans were furious when they just basically said we're doing away with the canon of the expanded universe.
What's the canon? Did they call it Legends?
They've technically not, though.
Well, what they've done is they've gone, they've kind of, and they didn't spell this out at the time, but what they've basically done is they've kind of fucked off the stories because they don't want that to encroach on what the story they're trying to tell.
But we'll still take ideas from it.
Which is where George Lucas kind of fell, I think, because he was trying to tie everything in with everything that had happened before, you know, and he was trying to work, and it just ended up a mess. So they've gone,
because not everyone's read every fucking Star Wars novel, have they?
Unless
James Ellums,
But what they've done is they've taken characters from those books and they're filtering them into the films, which I think is fine, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Because Thrawn's in the Rebels car, and he's a great character from the books and stuff, isn't he? Huh?
We're going to see Dash Rendar.
No, I think he's dead, isn't he?
It's not canon.
Huh? Well, no, he's not officially canon.
His ship's in, what's it called? You know, the remake of New Hope.
It's never specified that it's the Outrider.
Wasn't he, like, from the Old Republic, though? Isn't he, like, an old character?
No, he was helping. Shadows of the Empire is set between, is it Hope and Jedi?
I think so. Empire and Jedi. Yeah, I think so.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, anyway. I'll tell you what I did watch recently.
I could be in Dash.
Was the Exorcist TV show.
Oh, really? God, how did you show that?
It's surprising. And it's surprising. It's got Gina Davis in it. Nice to see her working.
I like Gina Davis.
But no, what I found nice with the show is, because I enjoyed it, because I adore the Exorcist. Not so much the sequels. It's set in the same universe, but it is modern day, as opposed to, you know what I mean, they try and follow straight on from the the whole thing is the film is tied in, because it's just mentioned that these two exorcists died during this exorcism and this thing, and that's pretty much it, and I kind of like that, and well shot and everything, it had a bit of suspense. And what I like with the show is, because obviously they weren't sure whether they were going to get a second season out of it, they tied up a lot of the stuff. And I'd be quite happy if they didn't do, I mean, I'd be happy if they did a second season, because again, I really enjoyed it. But if they didn't, I won't feel like I've been let down. You know what I mean? And it's like, oh, fuck's sake, what's happening? Because they've tied up a lot of the main story, but there's still places that they could go.
Same thing happened to me was with Wayward Pines. Did you ever watch that?
Yeah. No, but I've heard people tell me good things about it.
First series of that was really good. It kind of started to trail off a bit, because the mystery of it all was like the first three or four, and then you found out what was really going on, supposedly. And then, but it ends in a way that they don't need to make anymore. And I started watching season two, and I got about 20 minutes into the first episode, I turned it off, because it just didn't make any sense to me.
Well, I get recommended TV shows all the time off people, because you've got to constantly talk to different people. And like, people have recommended Peaky Blinders to me, tried watching that, and I couldn't get into it. I don't know why.
We fucking razor blade
I just couldn't, I don't know.
It's with Peaky Blinders, as it's a bit, I don't know, first couple of episodes, once you get past that,
you do have to give a series time, because I did the same with Walking Dead. The first two episodes I just thought, this is not what I was expecting. It took me a while to get hooked, you know. Because I think you have to sometimes, don't you? Series, you give them a go, and then you think, "Oh fuck it," because there's that many. You go, I'll give that a go.
Yeah,
they're only watching eight at the same time.
No,
so I don't know where the fuck I am.
It's one of those things. I mean, I keep I'm really enjoying. I need to catch up with everything, but I like what Marvel have done with a lot of their more hardcore characters. They put them into TV shows as opposed to trying to make films. I think DC would have been better doing another Batman show.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Than a fucking film, if, you know what I mean?
If it was a Batman show like the Daredevil series, it'd be fucking awesome. Because the first two seasons of Daredevil, I think, is the best out of the Marvel stuff.
Oh, I don't know. I'll be honest.
I like Jessica Jones, actually.
I was
going
to say, Jessica Jones has been some of the best telly I've watched. Yeah, that was excellent.
Really well acted.
So dark.
Yeah, no, it was.
So dark.
It was
David Tennant as the Purple.
Yeah, no, it was. It was
fucking brilliant. Yeah, but again, I know Luke Cage is on there now.
I've watched which I wanna watch. Three, I think. Of
that. Iron Fist, I'm not so arsed about because I'm not a massive fan.
It's a Defenders setup, isn't it? But the Punisher series, I'm going to be all over.
Yeah.
All over that.
A Batman TV series on Netflix would have been great because it would have brought it back to that episodic kind of villain of the week kind of thing.
Well, it could have been like the animated series. That was kind of episodic, wasn't it? Yeah.
And if they can do Daredevil as good as they can, then definitely Batman would have been.
Of course it
was.
But
fuck Zack.
Anyone would throw money behind that, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
I'd prefer.
Well, it could have been action packed, but it also could have had the mystery element to it.
I mean, they've tried a few DC, because there's the Supergirl one. And to be fair, I quite enjoyed
it. I watched the pilot for that.
I watched.
Yeah, I watched the pilot and it was alright.
The Flash is grim.
The Flash is cool, yeah.
Arrow's supposed to be quite fun.
It's basically One Tree Hill with Arrows.
I quite fancy watching that. Fucking hell, is it Heroes of Tomorrow?
Yeah, the.
That looks cheesy as
fuck. With fucking hell. Who is it?
Captain Cold, isn't it?
Bloody Cold. Rip something or other.
Guess what Captain Cold's power is?
Well, like Captain Boomerang. No, watching Suicide Squad, Kerry goes to me, so he just throws boomerangs. And I went, well, yeah, that's a bit shit.
He's not Captain Bomb.
Captain Laserbeam.
Captain Chuckster.
Captain Laserbeam, what do? Have a boomerang.
What about the new Adventures of Superman?
Brilliant. Lois and Clark.
Never watched it.
Classic.
You didn't watch that?
It was great having
his
Hispanic
Superman. It was one of those things, it was really weird.
I used to watch that. You hate Superman. Yeah,
it was something dark. It was somewhat different because it focused in on him as Clark Kent.
More often than Superman.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He turned into Superman and whatnot, but it was just him, as Steve said, being the dark and trying to fucking bang Lois.
It's like
Lane.
A soap opera.
Hey, Lois.
Yeah.
He was cheesy as fuck. And half of the time, he'd be using his powers as Clark Kent and not as Superman.
Yeah, he'd always lower his glasses. Yeah. Like Kessel's cold.
Kessel's cold.
My coffee's gone cold.
Yeah, it was yellow. Yeah. My pants are stuck wet.
Although it was explained why his suit never gets dirty in it. And then that went on to be canon.
Really?
What was
that? The reason is he gives off a invulnerable aura. About quarter of an inch around his skin.
Oh, so that would explain why when he's bulletproof,
the suit is
bulletproof.
Yeah, right. And that's why he never gets dirty or anything.
Right.
Because
if you use the flamethrower on him,
on a regular basis, gets fucked.
Right.
Because his cape's flapping about here, so it's outside his aura, so that bit's fucked. Well, the rest of him's. That's why his suit's only pagged when he's getting a proper kicking.
Right.
So his energy's lower. Yeah, alright. He doesn't need a cape anymore, though, does he, Superman?
No.
But it makes more sense than whatchamacallit, the fact that it's made out of Kryptonian material that's indestructible, because it's like, that was fucking his mum sewing that together.
Kryptonite sewing needle. I found a list here. It's 35 movies that are getting turned into TV shows.
Alright,
so do you want to do like a quick fire hit or shit round?
Yeah.
Big.
What?
How'd you flesh that out?
Big is set to be a half-hour comedy show from 20th Century Fox Television. Kevin Beagle and Mike Royce are executive producing, writing, and Big, the TV show, is set to loosely be based around the movie on what it means to be a child and what it means to be a grown-up.
So this is studios going, are we on the rights to this?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Let's do it. Is it?
I'm only going to go past the ones that I know about that I've heard of. Have you heard of Blue Crush?
Yes.
Is it a chick flick? It's surfing, what is it?
It's a surfing one or something, isn't it?
Well, it's going to be a TV show. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
What?
I could kind of see that because it's cartoon. What,
as a cartoon?
Yeah.
Yeah, that could work. It's like a Despicable Me cartoon, that could work.
Yeah.
Because it'd just be minions dicking about, and that kind of makes sense. It's a little bit shite like, but.
Yeah. The Departed.
What?
Fuck off.
Yeah.
That's a remake anyway.
Yeah. I mean, the thing with Departed is you've got a lot of kind of tension there, the fact that you've got undercover people in the mob and in the police force.
But it needs
you could stretch it out a bit, but
it needs that end.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of it. It needs to stop.
Yeah.
Like having them just undercover all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Just gets
boring.
Doesn't
lead to anything.
Exactly.
Does it?
No. And it needs to lead to something. That's the point of it.
I mean, I've not seen Infernal Affairs, but
there's two in the two parts. Yeah. It's cool.
But The Departed, I mean, it's leading to the point where they're going to meet, and you can sense that.
But that's the point of it, isn't it? That's what gives it the tension.
I guess they could do that in a series, but over like six seasons,
you'd be like, "Oh, fuck off!"
Yeah, get on with it.
Next,
The Devil's Advocate.
Jesus Christ!
They've only ordered a pilot.
I saw Devil's Advocate at the cinema.
Well,
never mind.
The,
I like that movie.
The entire film set in a fucking, basically in his mind, as he stood in a bathroom. Yeah.
It's all a dream.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, if you've not seen the
1998.
Everyone saw that.
Oh, 97 almost.
Oh, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
He's fucking slipping in your old age. Next is Divergent. Does we watch Divergent trilogy?
No. It's a lady film.
The young adult action flicks based on books by Veronica Roth.
So, apparently the third one's because Kerry's read them. She enjoyed them. The third one is the first book set from the viewpoint of a different character, apparently.
Wow, that's very interesting. Next is Fatal Attraction.
What? Oh my god. Tonight.
The TV show.
How does that run for series?
Fatal Attraction, the TV show!
Emmy nominated Mad Men alumni Andre and Maria Jacquemeton, is that how you pronounce it, are working on the scripts with the short event series structure in mind. Fox and Paramount involved behind the scenes.
Short event, does that mean it's just like,
so it'd be like a one season
like
thing,
possibly, yeah.
See, I don't mind the kind of 10 episode contained.
Yeah, but again, that doesn't need to be stretched out.
It doesn't, because we've seen the film and it was a decent film.
You know where it's going.
There's enough tension in the film because it's quick and it kind of comes
one,
at you.
That's one way you don't need to know anything more about the story or the characters outside the confines of the film.
Yeah.
Ooh, Daz is going to love this next one.
Ghostbusters.
No, all female Ghostbusters. No, it's an old cat cast of Ghostbusters. No, it's a Friday the 13th.
Oh,
see, they already did it. They did a Friday the 13th TV show.
They did a Freddy one as well.
They did
didn't
a Freddy one, yeah. Mm. No shit.
Mm. Well, this
Friday the 13th TV show wasn't even based around the horror films. It was fucking hell. What they did, it was.
Is it like a Tales from the Crypt type thing?
Well, no, every week it'd be the same people, but they'd be going looking for like a haunted clock or a cursed clock.
Right.
And then, you know, Hangar 13?
I don't know why they would call. Made me laugh there.
There's a program like that came out a few years ago. I can't remember. Hangar 7 or something. And basically, that's the same thing. Every week it'd be a different, like, haunted object or cursed object that's causing bother. And that's what the Friday the 13th TV show was based around.
I would like to see a live action Dungeons and Dragons TV show.
Based on the cartoon, yeah.
Cool.
I'd like to see
because that was the good thing about the cartoon is that every week they almost got home and it was like,
You know.
I mean, obviously, it, like, I think.
Did they ever get home?
Well, that's what Samurai Jack's like as well, isn't it?
I think so. Or did it? Or was it one of those?
I remember.
Was it one of those that was cancelled before they did the last episode?
I don't know. I think.
I don't think they ever got home.
I think it may have been cancelled on the fact that.
No one's watching.
Well, no.
I'm sick of this. They never get home. Fucking rubbish.
That's a really random way of saying it. But no, what I mean is the end episode was them carrying on their adventures. You know, they're walking off into the sunset sort of thing. Right. Because I know there were a couple of episodes where they thought they got home.
Yeah.
But then it turned out the guy with one arm had just fucking with them.
Yeah.
Venger.
There was a lot of Venger, yeah. There was a lot of like portholes opening and they had to get through it, but they had to fight off some.
I loved the music in Dungeons and Dragons. The score was just epic.
Next.
From Hell, which is based on a comic book.
Yeah, he'll be loving that, Alan Moore, won't he?
Oh man, I can't.
He'll be all over that.
See his beard.
I can't remember his name.
He's going to go on a fucking rampage.
Stinking all over it.
The other week when you come round, could I? And I just said to Kerry, oh, fucking hell, it's the.
That guy looks like a stink.
My mate Matt is, fucking hell, what's he called? What's he called? And she went, oh, fucking wizard from the Midlands. Oh, Alan Moore. Yeah.
He's a miserable twat, isn't he?
He is a miserable twat.
He's
a rich twat.
Yeah,
he's an eccentric bastard. He's making more money off his movies that he hates than any of his comic books.
Yeah, the ones he won't put his name to.
Yeah,
but to be fair,
he's got to take money, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, they'll have to pay him.
Fucking League was terrible.
That's
the one that fucking Sean Connery hasn't worked since.
I don't mind Watchmen. Yeah. I don't mind the movie Watchmen.
It's one of those. I didn't like it when it first came out, but I've watched it again since, and it, I don't think it's that bad.
You get a weird nostalgia for it now.
Same.
Well, it's not as good as the book, but
it's same with V for Vendetta.
It's enjoyable.
I watched it again recently. Yeah. Watchmen, it's fun. It's all right.
Mm.
So it's all about, like, you could just watch the Rorschach scenes though.
Mm.
I thought that was all right. I mean, I've not read the comic, but I thought it was all right. Same with V for Vendetta. I quite like it.
Really. Steve, read the comic. Oh.
Sorry.
You don't read fucking comics.
The film.
You 6 years old.
That's what Cass says.
Yeah.
Fucking put them on eBay.
Sat there in his Star Wars onesie.
Yeah. His Star Wars underpants on over the top.
Don't want to get him dirty.
Here's one of Steve's favourites.
Go on.
Ghost. Patrick Swayze.
Are you fucking joking? Are you absolutely
it's on
joking?
Tonight, that.
Oh. We're there.
Dirty Dancing's on a cinema today because it's
so hasn't got the series
how
of
the
that.
Fuck did they make a TV show out of Ghost?
It's one of my favourite.
It'll be
cutaways in fucking Family.
He gets killed in the first episode,
Dirty Dancing,
and then he spends an entire series learning how to touch things as a ghost.
Either that, or it'll be like like getting into adventures and helping
flicking
people.
Flicking cans,
looking at women in showers.
Yeah.
Ghost fat.
What was the guy called that he kills? Willy Lopez. The end, looking for Willy Lopez.
Yeah. No, he got dragged to hell, didn't he?
Yeah, but he'll be looking for him, won't he?
I think it'd be more like a kind of ghosty equaliser where he meets someone every week who's in some kind of trouble.
Right.
And he uses his ghostly ways to kind of help them.
So he kind of haunts people.
Yeah.
Right.
The friendly ghost.
Ooh. Like flicking coins at people and like...
Kicking cans at people.
Making pots.
Yeah. Knocking photos off tables and stuff and things like that.
Might solve crimes.
I watch it if Whoopi Goldberg's in it.
Next, I don't think anybody here watched
this. Patrick Swayze in that?
No, he's dead, mate. He's a ghost.
When did that happen? He's a ghost. The irony.
What are you saying? What was your favourite cutaway?
No, in Family Guy, there's a cutaway scene where they cut to Dirty Dancing. And you know the bit where he goes, nobody puts baby in a corner, and her dad just goes, well, I do, because you're a 45-year-old man, and she's my 16-year-old daughter. And then the next thing is Hungry Eyes playing, and fucking Patrick Swayze is in a prison bed, and this fucking beefy prisoner taking his shirt off, and Hungry Eyes is playing. Oh. It's like, more realistic. Although it was the fucking 50s, so, yeah, fuck it.
Did anybody ever watch the TV show, the movie, Hitch with Will Smith, where he's a date doctor? You've seen it?
Yes.
Really didn't expect that from you.
I've seen it.
Was it good? Was it a date? Did you go on a date?
No, I don't think so.
Did you go with your brother?
No. I just saw it with Wolf.
I'm sure that's
in my top three Will Smith films, though.
I just saw it on TV once.
I mean, that lends itself to a weekly date of the week thing more than some of the other things than fucking Ghost haunting of the week.
I watched it to the end, so it can't have been that bad.
He's involved with it.
The thing is, there's loads of films.
Yeah, he's involved. I don't think he's in it, but he's
like, think about Men in Black. Will Smith film. That could be made into a TV show, because that could be
Monster
of the Week.
Yeah.
You know, it's already got a quick, easy setup. That would be well easy to do. It could be dead daft and tongue-in-cheek. Yeah.
But when they take a concept like Fatal Attraction, how the fuck do you make that?
Because Men in Black has almost like a universe that...
Well, it's more than just them. But and it's essentially a police show.
Yeah, you know? So you could have P and F.
Yeah,
couldn't you? P and F. Agent C. P and Agent F.
Agent C. Agent C and Agent F.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they could do like, you know, alien criminal of the week kind of thing.
Yeah.
They could have some overarching villains and stuff. That would work.
Yeah. I'd watch that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, are you listening, Fox?
Guns.
Yeah, wake up, Fox, you bastards.
Is it Fox? I don't know.
We want money for that, though.
Yeah, we just
we own the rights.
In fact,
we own the intellectual rights to that, to Men in Black TV series.
I don't give a shit. I still want to blimp captain.
Yeah, I'd love to see that.
It's gonna happen.
We should get in touch with
Bruce.
Bruce, yeah.
We should write a script.
That's another series I love. Ash vs Evil Dead. I fucking love that.
Mm-hmm. Also based on a movie.
And that started ropey, and I was a bit like, not sure.
Yeah, I stopped watching it because it was a bit ropey.
It gets really stupid, and that's when you start enjoying it.
Right.
Mm.
Good.
At some point during watching it, your brain clicks into place and just starts liking how fucking ridiculous it is.
Right.
It's a good one.
This'll be shit. The Illusionist.
Illusion of the Week.
It was a fine movie, I think.
Is somebody just going through a DVD collection and going,
yeah,
what about this?
There you go. That's another. The Illusionist, same time as The Prestige.
Yeah.
Which one do you prefer?
Which one was Illusionist? Who's in that?
Edward Norton.
Yeah.
I've not watched The Illusionist.
Prestige. Hugh Jackman.
I love the Prestige.
And David Bowie as fucking Nikolai Tesla.
Yeah, brilliant. Isn't Thingy in it? Or is that The Illusionist? The one with...
Oh, there's Christian Bale in it as well. Because Christian Bale's Thingy's rival, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... what's his name? Paul Giamatti.
Yeah.
In The Illusionist. Edward Norton.
Yeah.
I can't remember if I've seen that or not. I don't think I've seen that.
I think I've seen The Prestige.
Definitely seen The Prestige.
It's just a poor recast.
Prestige is a thingy film, isn't it? What's it film? The guy did the Batman movies.
Yeah, Prestige.
Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, it's a Nolan.
Yeah. Well, Michael Caine's in it. Of course, it's a Christopher Nolan film. So Michael Caine does now.
What's Christopher Nolan going to do when Michael Caine dies?
I don't know.
Samuel Jackson.
CGI.
Is Michael Caine in Dunkirk? I bet he is.
I reckon he'll be someday back in England pushing fucking wooden boats around on a map.
He'll be Cillian Murphy's dad or something, won't he?
Probably. He'll be in a picture.
Yeah.
Some guy with a picture.
He'll get in there somewhere.
In Good Company, did anybody ever see that film with Dennis Quaid, Tough Chris?
No.
In the Heat of the Night. Sorry.
No, do you know what I'd like to see made into a TV show?
What would you like?
The fact that you just said that without keeping a straight face.
I know, it's even making me laugh.
This is going to be fucking gold.
Do you remember them movies we bought the other day?
Oh, God.
Do you remember the Denzel Washington movie that we bought?
Oh, My Black Son.
Yeah.
My Black Son.
What was it? No, we won that ice,
it's called. It's called Carbon Copy. And it's about... Black man. It's about, a guy... Have you ever seen... what's that TV show called?
Spencer.
Kids. Fuck, no. Anyway, it's basically about a white guy who discovers he's got a black
son.
Kid. Yeah,
hang
black
on, son. Ripped off a fucking cutaway from Family Guy.
Yeah, that's why we're calling it My Black Son.
This is an old movie, though.
Yeah, this is an 80s movie.
So that's why they've ripped it off.
Possibly, yeah. And Denzel Washington turns up and says, oh, I'm your son, mate.
Right. To a white guy?
To a white guy.
Right. And is he his biological son?
I believe so. I don't know.
I doubt it.
Well,
I don't know, but we bought it, and then we didn't even realise that Denzel Washington was in it. We just bought it on the premise.
There was a film that came out in the 90s with Whoopi Goldberg in it and Ted Danson, where there's a girl and she's never known a dad. She's black. Well, her mum is Whoopi Goldberg, and she discovers that her dad is
Ted Danson.
Ted Danson,
right?
Gone to the head.
But it's one of them where it's like they can't believe that he's white and they hate the fact that he's white.
Alright.
So, well, they don't hate the fact that he's white, but she's kind of shocked because she's like
Whoopi Goldberg was sleeping with Ted Danson.
Yeah. Uh-oh. It's like they made films about that in the 90s.
It's weird that.
Like, racial kind of animosity. I don't think it was very good.
Have you still got the list?
I've got the list. Next is another racial. In the Heat of the Night, a 1967 film starring Sidney Poitier. In the Heat of the Night co-starred Rod Steiger in a murder mystery set against a backdrop of racial intolerance. Based on John Ball's novel, the film version would win 5 Oscars.
Yeah.
Have you ever...
Do you remember...
Do you remember... I don't think I've seen it, but I've
heard of it. Remember Alien Nation?
No. I used to like Alien Nation.
They're doing... I'm sure they're doing a new TV show of that. I'll have a little toot while he carries on with his list.
Fucking Ted Danson and Henry Winkler.
Oh, we need to own that. Look at that slice of fried gold.
What's it called? Fronters.
Fronters. 3 out-of-work actors pretend to be gangster rappers.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Did they black up?
They don't black up, do they?
I think someone blacked up there. Yeah.
Because he's like, them three above it, and then below the title is...
Oh, no, he is actually a black guy. He just looks like he's black.
Where's that bell?
No, that's fine.
Can't be held responsible for that.
We bought a DVD the other day, and it had 3 actors on the front. And
oh, yeah.
Who was it? White guy? Who was it?
It was Mr. Blonde from Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, yeah, Michael Madsen.
Yeah. Fucking I can't remember his name. And then the other guy was Ice-T, and it had pictures of him on the front, but the guy under Ice-T wasn't Ice-T, it was just a picture of a black guy.
Fucking Will Smith's in that.
Is he?
Oh, sorry, Made in America.
That's the Whoopi Goldberg Ted Danson one, yeah.
I mean, to be fair, how much fucking booze has Ted Danson had, really?
Yeah, Alien Nation is it's a movie they're doing, end of the movie.
He's saying that he wouldn't normally sleep with a black woman unless he's drunk.
It's directed by the guy who did...
No,
I wouldn't sleep with Ted Danson unless he were drunk. Unless I were drunk.
Yeah, have you seen...
unless he was drunk.
Have you seen Midnight Special?
Yes.
It's directed by the guy who did
that. Right. I quite like Midnight Special, and the ending let me down a bit.
Did anybody have seen the film The Last Starfighter?
Yes.
And that's going to be a TV show.
Why?
Ow!
This one's set
to use
virtual reality.
Are they going to have that rubbish fucking car in it? That space car?
Well, this one is set to use virtual reality in a big way and is believed to focus on interplanetary law enforcement.
It's going
to
use virtual reality.
If there's a network involved, it hasn't been announced yet. Jonathan Betuel, who wrote the original film, is attached, though.
No.
Shit.
We're going to do Flight the Navigator next.
Well, that one's already out.
Do you think...
The boy who could fly.
Do you think, due to Ghostbusters flopping on its ass?
Due to what?
Sony own Ghostbusters, don't they?
Yeah.
Do you think they'll turn that into a series?
Ghostbusters?
Yeah, because the film flopped, didn't it? So they own the franchise.
I think there'll be a lot of money men saying, you can't make this into a TV show because we lost money on the film.
But do you not
think they'll make another one?
Do you not be think?
I don't.
Because they own the rights to it, and it's such a big franchise, they'll want to keep churning it out.
If they do,
and if they say to them, look, the film didn't work for whatever reason, let's try a TV show because they're popular.
It's
and then
possible.
Maybe
I mean,
the guys.
You know, I think Ghostbusters could work. Well, Ghostbusters did work as a TV show and with the real Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
You know, Ghost of the Week, Haunting of the Week, whatever it is.
That was just
with
great
like an,
writing.
With
though,
like
wasn't
an overarching Gozer type, you know, story.
It was
going
really
on.
Well written, though the animated.
You know, they could do it, but I don't care whether they cast men or women in the roles, just not them four.
Yeah,
fuck Paul Vega.
And yeah, fuck him off. Although, do you know what? I watched Freaks and Geeks, and that was. I really enjoyed
the
Freaks.
Series.
Yeah,
it's good. Freaks.
Yeah. I watched like 2 or 3 back in the day when it was on, but then I watched it on Netflix and I really liked it. But
yeah, it is good.
But then, like after like the second episode or something, Judd Apatow comes into it, and
and you can tell.
But no, that was really good. I was quite gutted when it ended, and I knew there were no more.
Yes, no, it's good.
I did see that. Yeah.
What?
Next one is The Lost Boys.
All right.
Apparently, but it's just reminding me. Have you heard the news that they're supposed to be doing another Bill and Ted?
I have.
With both Keanu Reeves
in fact,
and Alex Winter.
This went all over the internet, and I watched him on the Graham Norton show.
Yeah,
Keanu Reeves on the Graham Norton show, and he kind of said what the plot
he
is.
He just went off on one, didn't he?
Yeah, he just like delivered the entire plot. And it's
because I thought he'd just be like, right, when he asked him about it, I thought he'd just be like, nah, it's all bollocks.
And he was just like,
but he was like, yeah, yeah, they've done this.
And he was like, the Bill and Ted are supposed to write a song to save the world.
It sounds ridiculous.
And they don't get round to it. They never get round to it. And then someone from the future comes back and tells them, you've got to write this song, or else the universe is gonna implode. And time starts breaking apart and stuff, and he said that's where
we've got like kids,
that's where
all
elements
like
of like time
kids.
Travel come into it, because time is breaking apart in the universe, and they and old Bill and Ted, it's Bill and Ted in the 50s, and they've got to write this song to save the world. And and Whoopi Goldberg was sat next to him, and he was like, and she was like, I've got to be that person who comes back from the future. And Keanu Reeves was like, yeah, that's cool, yeah. So Spring was just auditioned for the role right there and then.
Do you know what's he called, the guy who plays Ted?
Alex Winters.
I was watching Charles Bronson film last night. The third, what they called, where he just turns up and shoots people.
What?
They fucking called the Charles Bronson films.
Death Wish
3. And he's one of the thugs at the beginning of it.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
It's nice to see him working.
Hmm. Well, Jeff Goldblum is in the original Death Wish. He's the guy that...
He's rapist number one.
Yeah, he's rapist number one. He's the guy that starts it all, Jeff Goldblum.
Is he credited as rapist number one?
He's classic Goldblum in that as well. Like, you think, oh, in his early roles, he won't be like that.
As well.
But he's just Goldblum all the way.
His wife, there's a knock on the door at late at night. She just opens
it. Just bust in.
And he's just fucking stood at the door like that, this like young, scrawny Jeff Goldblum, and he just like barges in. They all, like, well, they kill his family, basically.
Yeah.
Rape. Yeah.
I wish I was
dead. Oh yeah, Daz, do you want to introduce the next one?
Lost Boys does make sense though, because they've done Teen Wolf as a series, haven't they? So all them 80s kind of movies will.
I don't know. I kind of again, the Lost Boys for me is a fucking whatchamacallit, isn't it? It's a contained.
Again,
film.
Yeah.
It's
again,
a contained universe.
Yeah,
it is,
I don't know how you do that in a weekly thing, because obviously the whole thing is they're fighting the vampires.
I think they're basically just scrambling for sexy vampire stories.
The thing is, they should have cashed in after Twilight, like you say, though, and done it then. Like True Blood did.
Maybe they were trying to, but like maybe it's just taken a while to do it, and they probably know there's still an audience out there for sexy vampires, so they're going to do one.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
I won't watch that.
Is
the next
fucking
one?
Next one.
Oh yeah, I can't wait for this. Mail It At Me.
Oh, are you fucking
gotta be
joking?
Made that
Dog Death of the Week.
So is that gonna do the entire lifespan of a dog over a new
over like 12
seasons? I could just be like fucking, what do you call it, Garfield? An episode a week where he just eats some lasagna and tells John to fuck off.
Yeah.
Hey John, fuck off.
Five by Bill Murray.
I don't know these are the next ones.
Well, we might.
Yeah, you guys are older than me. The Money Pit with Tom Hanks.
Yes, that's a great movie.
Don't know how they make it to a TV.
It's
show.
Not a TV show, because the premise of that is they buy a dilapidated house,
right. And
funny things happen because the house is falling bits.
It's worse than they think. Hence
and they,
the term Money Pit.
Yeah, and they fix it up and they get like dodgy gangsters to help them out.
Mm. It's actually been created by the guy, the American Office.
Alright, but so, how is that a film concept?
I don't know.
It's one of them where they take the film as
a one of the have you seen Money Pit?
Off from it.
Is it possible?
There's a bit in Money Pit where Tom Hanks goes in a room and he stands on a rug and there's an hole in the floor and he sinks in and he's like stuck in here all day and she comes up. One of the episodes should be what he does all day while he's in the floor.
Just pissing down his leg.
Just trying to eat stuff like
Doc comes in and pisses on his ass.
Yeah.
You fucking mutt. See, this is great. We're writing it. Next is Monster in Law. A film most notable for luring Jane Fonda back in front of the camera.
I remember that. I never watched it, but I do remember when.
That's fairly recent, though, isn't it? 90s.
I bet it's about 15 years old.
All right.
Big lot.
fucking dirge.
The Problem Child.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Where are they finding these movies?
I mean, I read that they were supposed to be doing another Problem Child movie.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Maybe they've just decided.
That's like doing another Home Alone movie. You can do that. Because the concept's there, and it's some kid does this. But
doing a Home Alone movie now with Macaulay Culkin, he's just like stoned at home on his own. Just doodling to
himself. He just kind of lives alone.
Just ordering,
lives alone,
just ordering cheese pizzas for himself.
That's my life, that.
Why are we laughing? That's really sad.
Fucking, it's terrible when Joe Pesci comes around. Fucking swinging them cans of paint down the stairs. I
make him stand on my micro machines.
That's not referring to me then.
Throw bricks in his head. Drop an iron on his face.
Having fucking a bit of a psychotic episode and mobbing bricks at people out the window. You're fucking
hey, Joe!
It's Christmas that's, and I'm not at the
moment. That's for the courts to decide.
He's like wiping out the window. He's just sticking on it now.
Oh, you're right, well, that is kind of sad.
Oh, dear.
So
I'm happy with it.
Yeah.
Stealing money off Buzz. So, yeah, problem child, blah, blah, blah. Real genius, the Val Kilmer thing.
Must have missed that.
Never heard of that.
Okay, skip that. Oh, Resident Evil.
Oh, my God.
What?
So, well, it is the last movie, but it's the beginning of a TV show, apparently.
Is what's her name in it?
Mila Jovovich.
From what we can see, more inspired by the films than the games. Resident Evil is on the slate of Constantine. Is that supposed to say Constantine? And the show is set to follow on from the continuity established in the upcoming Resident Evil film.
Oh, God.
So she probably will be. You got to do something.
She's got to pay those bills.
Yeah. Because that's all she does, make Resident Evil movies.
You'll hate this one.
I've hated them all so far.
Have you seen Spike Lee's She's Gotta Have It? His debut film in 1986.
It's got Samuel L. Jackson's first role up.
Spike Lee's back at the helm, reimagining his cinematic debut as a 10-part Netflix series. It'll be updated for the modern era and longer.
That reminds me, actually, when's that Woody Allen series coming out?
I don't know, I forgot about that.
Yeah. That looked really good.
Mm. What's that?
Woody Allen's done I think it's a Netflix series or an Amazon series or something.
Mm.
And it's Woody Allen's in it again. Mm. He's not been in one of his own films for decades, but he's in it being Woody Allen in it. And I've only seen one clip where he's in like a barber shop and it's so typical, you know, that kind of dialogue, that snappy dialogue, and it just looks, you know, interesting, you know.
I'd watch that.
The next one is annoying to me is Shutter Island. And it's
that's a bizarre choice.
Dennis Lehane is still involved, who wrote the book and helped with the movie, and it's going to be HBO, which is good. But the thing is with the movie is that you know
the twist
and the ending. So unless
I'm just supposed to say that, like, what's the point of doing all these movies like Fatal Attraction and all that, so it's like,
ah, but you could say that about Westworld.
Westworld's completely turned on its head.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but how'd you turn Fatal Attraction on its head? You can't.
I couldn't see how Westworld would be done.
But Westworld has been able to draw in sci-fi, modern sci-fi themes that work better today. Because in the 70s, they didn't know much about AI or the potential of AI. But now people are able to expand on that idea and say this could happen, this could happen, this could happen, this could happen.
Howl's not far off.
Well, yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
Anyway.
But Westworld was just about a bunch of robot cowboys shooting people.
Yeah, Westworld's a different style of movie, though, isn't it? It's, again, very of its time. Yeah. It's a kind of
chase
movie.
Yeah.
I love the movie. Shutter Island's great.
Yeah, I like Shutter Island. Again, I don't see how that works as a TV series.
Next, it's... I don't see how you flesh it out. For the next one. Snatch, the TV show.
Oh, so, I don't think I've seen the trailer for that.
You know, it's
I'm
got,
glad.
Ron Weasley in, he's in it.
Oh, didn't you say it's on that fucking... one of the subscription services that I'm not... one of the few that I've not fucking got.
What was it, Amazon?
What's it called?
Is it
Shudder?
Shudder?
Chunks.
Crackle.
Yes, we should start that. Sign up to Chunks.
Right, you know what? 2 seconds ago, I was thinking, oh, I need a name for this episode. Chunks.
There you go. We'll fucking Kickstarter. We'll get fucking thingy on our premiere show. We'll be
Blim Captain.
Watch it only on Chunt.
and a live action Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, we need the German guy. So he goes, only available on Chunt.
Yeah, we'll get fucking Erna Bertzoggin to do the the announcing for
everything. He could do pamphleting. It's fine. Stand outside. Chant. Chant.
This is a blimp, Captain.
Fucking hell, I'm sorry, I've just sat here now. I've gone off into my own little world of him narrating Blimp Captain while fucking, Bruce Campbell just
barreling around. In this weird site.
The first 5 minutes.
Steampunk
should,
world.
The first 5 minutes should just be narration of what's been going on in the world.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it just completely changes and fucking Bruce Campbell
ruins it all.
Folk.
Yeah.
If not Herzog, we could just get a random French guy. You know, like the beginning of like a SpongeBob episode.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, meanwhile, in Bikini Bottom. Like, meanwhile, Blimp Captain has been baking.
Been baking.
Yeah. He's like singing to himself, like bringing like pot brownies.
I like the idea that you had of making Blimp Captain gay.
Yeah, yeah, but it's not like a.
But it's not a thing. It's just he just happens to have a husband.
Ah, the problem being with that, people say we've ripped that off from fucking Stardust.
Yeah, probably.
Because,
isn't he like dead camping though?
But he's really.
Well, yeah, he's dressed in.
Like, hello!
But, oh, if Bruce Campbell just behaves like Bruce Campbell,
yeah.
But he just happens to have a husband.
But do you know, like the way he treats women in, say, like Ashley Evil, then he's like, "Come here, sweetheart," and like grabs her ass. But doing that to his like his
men.
Husband
to men, yeah,
yeah, just to all men.
No,
yeah,
sure. He's married in it. He's married. And he's my idea was that he has to save his husband who's been captured.
No, he should just be really like
I've already thought
inappropriate
already
with
thought
all the men in the show.
I already thought that she was out with the villain called Helicopter because he has a helicopter. And he's plugging up all the volcanoes in the world with giant plugs so the planet explodes.
I don't think he should have an helicopter. I don't think there should be any fucking helicopters at all. They shouldn't exist.
No, that's his name.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Don't give him an helicopter. Just
no, helicopters don't exist. It's just his name.
Yeah,
helicopter. So they're not an actual thing in this world. They don't exist.
Or if it is a helicopter, never existed. It's like a kind of...
Steampunk. He's like pedalling.
It's like a pedal copter or something.
Maybe he's like Inspector Gadget. It comes out of his head and he flies off.
Yeah, like in Wild Wild West.
Hmm.
Giant spider. Great, that film. Next on the shit list is To Live and Die in L.A. Never heard of it.
Will was that like a Boys in the Hood ripoff?
Looks like it. The font is like really bold, green. Bright green. Probably like 80s.
Don't ring any bells,
It was nearly a chance to shine for him. Defoe, William Peterson and John Pankow. Pencow, I don't know what happened to my voice then.
Oh, downloaded blah, blah, the
Taken
until
next.
The end of the world or end of the earth.
The what?
That fucking film I showed you the trailer
I've heard
for.
About that.
Yeah,
Which one?
That really weird one with fucking Burton, where Max von Sydow, where they're recording people's dreams.
The 44-hour film.
Yeah, well, the one we've downloaded is 4.5 hours long.
Oh right,
what?
You've not seen the trailer for it, have you? Oh, it looks. Fucking amazing.
What's this?
It's a. I'd never heard of it.
It's a film called. Basically, what happened was Kerry thought, what were I watching? I don't know, I was watching something that had Max von Sydow in. And she went, oh, I've never been able to find it, but I'm sure there was this film with him in. And it's kind of set at the end of the world, and there's people recording their own dreams in it. There's a blind guy who. Recording his dreams so people can watch it and all this. I'm like, right. She was like, well, people think I'm mental because I've never been able to find out. About 3 minutes later, is this it? I just basically IMDb Max von Sydow and then went through his filmography. And I think it's called Until the End of the World.
Something like that, yeah.
And after we're done today, I'll show you the trailer. The original cut of the film's like fucking 44 hours long. And then they got it down to 12 and a half hours long.
Who fucking made this?
And
Vim
then,
Wenders.
Who?
Wim Wenders is called. He's right. A German...
And then the director's cut's 4.5 hours long. The actual film ended up being over 3 hours long. And we managed to get hold of the director's cut of it.
On DVD?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Wink! Ding!
Yeah.
But I'll show you the trailer when we're done here because it's just.
It looks great.
It does. Oh, thing is, there's no fucking subtitles in it and it's all in different languages.
Oh.
Oh, it's fucking batshit. We've watched about 20 minutes of it. There's a...
Is it one of them where it probably should have subtitles, but the version you've downloaded doesn't?
No, apparently not.
No, it's not a region 4 DVD.
No.
It's a bit fucking... It's fucking bizarre. There's a...
DVD, though.
There's a bit where they're in Venice, and instead of having a motorbike gang, you've got fucking a jet ski gang.
Nice.
But they've got nothing to do with anything. They're just in the background doing shit. Well, I'll show you the trailer. It looks fucking brilliant.
Right, we've only got a few left.
Right,
we're nearing on 2 hours now. So
sweet.
Taken.
No,
we've already talked about
that. Apparently, that's a that show. I was reading about it. It's a prequel.
Wow.
It shows how he got his specific set of skills.
Oh, that's boring.
He gets a skill a week.
Skill of the week.
Jesus wept.
Next is Tremors, the TV show.
Oh. I thought they'd already done a Tremors TV show.
Yeah, they didn't.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah, but it didn't work, did it? Did they do a pilot for it?
Guess who's in the TV show?
Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
Kevin Bacon's doing
the TV show. He's not doing a lot, is he? He's fucking advertising EA.
Kevin Bacon is in everything. He's in everything. He must just do everything he's asked to do.
I liked him in that X-Men film. Who did he play?
Sebastian Shaw.
Yeah.
He was good in that. And I enjoyed The Following.
But
my eyes enjoyed that. I went,
Cop Car I liked.
What?
Cop Car. He's in Cop Car.
Oh.
I liked that.
Right. Well, I'll save this next one to last.
Homer. He's an invisible rapist.
With his little CGI willy.
Cool.
Anyway.
Google that. Underworld.
No.
The super boring looking.
Isn't that enough for films of that? You don't need to bother.
Fucking Resident Evil.
Yeah, I suppose.
Is she going over to the...
Underworld is like the Resident Evil of vampire werewolf movies, isn't it?
Yeah. It's one of those. I quite enjoyed
the
same first
guy
one.
Who's doing
it had
the
a
movies,
nice
so.
At the time. It had a nice little hook to it. You know, the vampires fighting the werewolves because it was before Twilight and stuff.
Yeah, I avoided it because it looked like a fucking Matrix ripoff.
Well, it was all.
I watched the first Underworld and I weren't that impressed.
I quite like Kate Beckinsale in really tight black leather though.
Oh, yeah,
who doesn't?
But just get a poster.
No, I'd kind of have to put a fan behind it so it moves.
Just Photoshop her head onto Freddie Mercury.
Right. Enough about Underworld because it doesn't deserve our time.
Go on, what's the next one?
It's fucking one of them old random
things. I missed that as well.
Sorry, I'll tell you about that later. Same like that.
The next is one of John's favourite films and does his, and maybe Steve's, The Warriors.
They're making that into a TV show.
Right, I don't know. Again, contained thing. I could sort of understand because it, Gang of the Week sort of thing. What's called the ongoing turf thing.
The characters within the Warriors, the gang, would work, I think.
I'd be really excited about this if they did away with the story from the film.
I think they probably will.
The story from the film, obviously, you know, that the guy, they want to bring all the gangs together. Chaos ensues, don't spoil it, obviously. And then they're on the run then, aren't they, from all the gangs. That works as a film because it's a chase movie.
Yeah.
As a series, I think you'd do away with that and just have the gangs and what's going on.
It'd be more like a computer game where you are focusing on
it'll be potentially it could be like a kind of...
But that could be cool and quite slow burning.
It could be kind of a Sopranos-y type, you know, ongoing...
There's loads of stuff for that.
Our turf, you send one of
Because the warrior, the group of the Warriors, I like the characters in the movie.
Yeah,
because
they're all different.
Yeah, and you get into them straight away, and you know what they're all about. It's really good. Yeah.
The Warriors could probably work as a TV show.
Well, who's directing it as well is interesting. You know it, isn't it? It's the Russo brothers.
Mm.
Oh, right.
Did
Captain
Civil
America
War
and
Winter Soldier?
Yeah,
that'd be interesting, I guess. It's got potential.
I think if they kept the style the same but did away with
the
story,
what we're looking at here is when you've got a film that's purely story based, like Fatal Attraction, where you've got a guy and he meets a girl and she turns out to be a bit of a psycho.
Mm.
That's a story.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah, whereas The Warriors is like a setting. It's like you've got these gangs.
Yeah, they create something. And the story in it is very small.
The film The Warriors is a story about this set group of people.
To be fair, they could even keep the film plot in there.
Yeah, so could maybe work up to it at some point.
Still nothing's been sorted out. The gangs haven't got together. It's just they've got retribution for Silas being killed.
Yeah.
Well, that's the whole thing. I've not seen it yet.
You've not seen Warriors?
No, not yet. It's on my watch list. Mm.
Mm. I think if they had like the soundtrack that kind of similar, and you know,
would you have it set in the '70s though?
Yeah, I think so.
Because again, it really works.
Yeah, I like the setting of it.
It works
in
the '70s because the '70s New York was gangs were a big thing. You know,
I suppose you look at something like Boardwalk Empire.
Mm.
You know, set on the boardwalk. You know what I mean? Turn of century sort of thing. Yeah. That really works. So.
Doing like a 70s period drama about the Warriors would be quite cool, actually.
It would.
And you got you've got the female DJ who's like talking about what's going on and stuff.
You can guarantee
you could kind of narrate it almost.
Yeah. Well, it'd work better with the gangs as well. Because I'll be honest, I don't know whether I'd like to see an update of what they'd look like. Or what they'd be imagined as now.
Yeah, like, because they've got the guy with the baseball bats and stuff, haven't you? With the painted faces. They look daft in, like,
you know, a now setting. Sort of thing. Updated.
Well, the Warriors would look daft with the fucking little leather waistcoats on.
Yeah, they probably will set it in the modern day, though, I'd imagine.
Possibly. But out of all them, I think that's something that could possibly work.
The next one could blow your mind.
The next one.
This is the last one.
I really want to watch.
The Truman Show.
No.
What's to say?
Good morning. Good evening. If I don't see you.
It's another one of them, though, Truman Show. It needs the end.
It needs the end.
It needs the entire
The whole idea with the story of the Truman Show, the film, is that he discovers. That's one of the things about storytelling is why are we seeing this story?
Yeah.
What is it that's making
The payoff?
What is the premise? Mm. What is the point of coming into the story at this point? Mm. The point of the Truman Show, the film, the point of coming into the story at this point is that he starts to suspect that something's not right.
Yep.
That's the whole idea of the story.
And then he makes a discovery.
And then having the series, what would they have the series about?
It'd basically be...
That's just stretched out over 7 years.
So everyone else knows and he doesn't...
Would it be a play on the fact that he doesn't know that he's in a show, so everyone else... Again, like the film, the product placements and everything, and then...
But that gets boring after...
You're supposed to find it funny, the fact that he doesn't know that he's been putting off.
I reckon there'll be a few main characters, right? And you'll have like your director, you'll have people that are watching, you'll have him, and you'll have like some interacting people he has with. Some of them will either not enjoy what's going on, some will go along with it. I think maybe they'll introduce like a faction where like there might be people watching it saying this is cruel, you know. There might be like an internet thing.
Well, yeah, they could flesh that out, especially in a modern day set, like we were saying before. Event TV, you know, everyone's talking about it on the internet. They could create that. I mean,
there's plenty of
things.
But they have that
going on in the film.
They're
all sat there going, "Go on."
I imagine most of the drama if and when they do the Truman Show series will take, much like Westworld, where a lot of the drama will take place behind the scenes.
Mm.
You know, with like actors.
So in the studio,
thing going on because that's just
Truman's
what's
like
going
Truman's
on.
The character that everything revolves around. But then you'll get all these other characters. Yeah.
So like you said, dealing with
it's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome.
Although this is probably better than what they'll come up.
Yeah, you'll have people working for the TV show that feel morally conflicted.
They
feel conflicted people protesting against it and you'll have everyone who just loves the show and like they just because there's loads of clips of them watching it in bars and shit.
Yeah,
there'll
probably be characters like out in the outside world watching it and stuff and how it affects their lives.
I reckon they'll do like Walking Dead as a TV
people
show.
People trying to break into the studio to like get him out and stuff like that. Yeah,
you know, there's The Talking Dead.
Yeah,
there'll be like a show about that show in it, and I reckon maybe even a character will like break.
Well, they have that. I mean, no, but they have that in the film, don't they? There's a show in the film.
I can't remember.
It's called. It's not called Talking Truman, but it's something like that.
Yeah,
it's like a show based around
the events of
what's happened in that week on the Truman Show.
Yeah.
Nah, then hit.
So, like
shit.
You said, it won't be as good as that.
No, it won't be.
Because
no.
We're better. We know everything.
We know everything. Yeah, yeah,
we know when things are good or rubbish.
Yeah.
Daz, before we end this podcast, what do you think of Suicide Squad?
What?
Just want to know why you think it's good.
Why do I think it's good?
Yeah.
I didn't say I thought it was good. I said it was all right.
Right, okay.
And I believe the term is the best of the DC Universe films, which I know isn't saying a lot.
Green Lantern was pretty good.
Hey?
Green Lantern. No, to be fair, I don't know what people expected. He makes fucking shapes out of.
I got further into Suicide Squad than I did into Green Lantern, though, in fairness.
Fucking hell.
I turned Green Lantern off after about 5 minutes.
You literally cannot do.
And watch Green Lantern.
Yeah. I'll tell you this, I went watching the Green Hornet.
I'd have pulled the seats up.
I went watching the Green Hornet when I was fucking stunned at my head.
The Green Hornet?
Yeah, didn't realise until an hour in that it wasn't the.
You watched Green Lantern instead of Green Hornet?
No, I went seeing the Green Hornet thinking I was watching the Green Lantern. And an hour in, I went, what the fuck is Ryan Reynolds?
Why is Seth Rogen in this shit?
Is that just weirdness?
You must have been baked.
I was. I was in Manchester as well.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Nope.
Not anymore. Straight out.
Don't do drugs and watch movies. Nobody does that.
You'll enjoy them less. Right, so I hope you've enjoyed this Valentine's Day special.
Oh, I forgot to talk about Starsky Notch. Damn it.
Go on.
To doing a TV show.
No. I was going to talk about Starsky Notch because years ago, this is another Gaines Stone story, but... Years ago, my parents went on holiday and Channel 4 did a Starsky and Hutch marathon.
Right.
And they showed loads of, like, didn't show all of them, but they showed loads of, like, key favourite episodes. But they showed an episode that had been banned as well.
Right.
And never got aired.
Oh, is this the one where
and,
Hutch
yeah.
becomes, Starsky gets addicted to smack or something?
It's Hutch. This gang or something, or these criminals kidnap Hutch. And they keep injecting him with heroin so that he gets addicted to heroin. It's fucking mental. But I just sat, I rolled like loads of joints and just sat in bed, just chain smoking weed and watching Starsky Notch. It was one of the best nights I've ever had. No. It was great.
There's a Green Lantern issue, isn't there? Where his sidekick.
It's Green Arrow.
Green Arrow, Speedy. Sorry. Speedy, yeah, was doing crack.
It's an ongoing thing because he was addicted.
What's this in? Arrow.
Green Arrow.
The comic.
All right.
It was a massive thing. There's. It's like a really well known comic cover.
Mm. I've got a reprint of it.
In fucking base.
Shooting up. Yeah. It's like right in fucking golden section of cover.
Right.
It's like shooting up in like Green Arrow bus thing going, fucking stop that.
Speedy.
Why not?
Is he from Sheffield?
Yeah. that's why Speedy's called Speedy.
Anyway, sorry.
Ruined no, it was good. That was a really good anecdote. How's Uncle Ben? George.
Uncle Ben.
Uncle George.
He's fine.
Has he done anything mad?
I've not seen him for ages, to be honest, no.
It's a shame.
Will you get him on?
I know, we'll have to
nice
ring him.
To see Mario's not dead.
Yeah.
Have you seen him recently?
Oh, can we explain? Wait. Can we explain to the listeners who Mario is?
No, they're a Mario watch.
No!
You can't.
Okay, so Mario is a guy that goes in our old local pub and he's just like.
He's always
just,
quite
he's
well dressed.
He's very friendly with people and happy and stuff, but he's always mega pissed.
Yeah, and you can't understand a word.
You can't understand a word he says. He's a mumbling little man.
He looks a bit like a goblin.
Yeah, and he's just one of these like local legends that he'll walk into the pub and like in the Red Lion. and he's done this a few times where he's just wandered into the restaurant and he's gone up to people's tables and started talking to them. Mm. And then he's been chucked out of both pubs for just falling asleep on like the benches and stuff like that. Just like, and I've seen him do it. I've seen him.
We've took pictures of him passed out in the autumn hours, haven't we?
Yeah, just he just sort of bends down.
Sometimes you see him like bouncing up the street, don't you?
Like on the in the pool room in the arms, like on the benches with the lighter. Was it him who's doing it, or was it the twat guy? No, I'm sure it was Mario just fucking spraying gas into his mouth and then lighting it.
Fucking hell, I don't remember that.
And he just go.
I can't see Mario doing that.
I can't imagine Mario.
Are you sure that wasn't the twat guy?
Who's twat guy?
Twat guy is this guy. In the corner, again, absolutely fucked it, just used to call everyone, just got twat.
Yeah,
all right.
He's just like, you know, he just used to be like,
yeah, we were sat with him one night, and he was just like,
George, you know what? Like, whenever I see them fuckers come over, do you know what I fucking say to them? Do you know what I fucking say to them? I just lean in and I go, twat.
And he did that about five times, about five separate sets of people, you know.
Do you know what I do every time fucking child welfare killer calls me up and asks me for money? I just lean into the fucking phone and I go, twat.
And then he became the twat guy after that.
What a twat.
What a twat, yeah.
Fucking hell.
Anyway, luckily we don't know his name, so he's anonymity. He probably thinks we're all twat.
Oh, yeah. Whatchamacallit, Mario is not called Mario. Is he called Mario?
Yeah.
Mario.
No, he's not called Luigi Mario. I don't know what his last name is, but his real name
Mario.
His real name is Mario.
Mario.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
I've got a story about Mario that I'll tell you afterwards. I can't say it on the mic.
Why?
It's not like you fucking listen.
No, it's not that. I just can't.
Did you rate Mario?
No.
The anti-Christian be listening.
No, it's nothing like that. It's nothing to do.
I saw him on 582.
I just don't feel like I can say it. Often see him walking up the road with like a carrier bag full of tinnies.
Yeah. Often cider. Big cider drinker.
Big cider, yeah. Cans of big cider.
Big cider.
Italians love the fucking cider.
Yeah. But yeah, that's Mario, he's a local legend.
But there's a thing that you all do called Mario Watch, isn't
yeah.
there?
Yeah.
Well, what were you saying? Have you seen him lately? Why are we asking that?
Because I've not seen any Mario Watch posts recently.
He only crops up every now and again, but every now and again
it's
Facebook.
Usually Mayhem that finds him, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's either like it's one of those.
Mayhem who fucking well, still lives
Atherton's around, like his haunt in it, Atherton yeah. and maybe Bolton Town. So yeah, there, but
and if you see him, it's like Mario Watch seen walking out of the off license with a bag full of cans.
Try and grab a picture of him if you can, but if not, just explain where he is and what he's doing.
Oh, I saw him, he got out in the Aspire and just walked up. I mean, he must have run out of bus for. Because he lives up Falling Ends, though.
Yeah, he lives up.
Maybe they just kicked him off.
Yeah, he'd probably be talking to the bus driver. He probably just went, "You're here, get off." Yeah. Where's Daniel? Twat! I reckon the twat guy would drive me to bus.
Get off,
you twat!
Twat guy.
Right, are we done? Or are you looking for something else, Daz?
No, I'm good.
I really need a wee, so
let's round it up.
Right, well, it's goodbye from me. It's goodbye from these twats.
Bye.
Twats.
Twats. Just give us another twats, do you?
Twats.
Let's do it again. Do twats.
I gotta do that as well.
Yeah, that was it. That was the emotion.
Twats.